The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
The voices of Hawks Radio are back, baby. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson, and we are here in beautiful Natchez Valley, home of the Rangers, as we look out to our south, I think.
South.
South, there we go. South. As we see some mountains, the sun has been setting, and it is a beautiful night here. Cold night, might I add, as it's 50 degrees here in Natchez Valley, with 18 up to 26 miles an hour of steady whipping wind coming from coming out of the north.
No. 18 miles an hour steady wind, up to 26 miles per hour gusts.
Well, you know what? It would help out if I wrote that in my notes a little better instead of the tongue twisting.
Look at that flag and it's standing almost straight out. So let me tell you, when you step outside, it's just cold to the bone.
It is. I'm watching these, during practice. These young men are getting, they're getting cold.
I feel sorry for the cheerleaders.
They're out there right now. Gee whiz.
I'm surprised they're not wearing the sweatpants. I know I would. I'm still coach. No, I'm not walking out there in the short sleeves and skirt.
It's time. Oh, man. Cool. So let's take a quick look at our opponent here. Last week, Hawks went 14-21. Against the Warriors, making it a consistent losing streak, unfortunately, for us. Our team here that we are going to be playing tonight, the Rangers, looks like they got four wins under their belt, four out of six so far. They've only lost against Zilla and Connell. Coming up next week, though, they are going to be against Royal, which is the number one seed here in our league. Their last game against Wapato, 27-6, and that one was a quick win on the 10th for them. Coming up after the break, we're going to have our notes from the conversation with Coach, our thoughts on the game tonight, and what to expect, and some all-around good tomfoolery, if you'll spare me that. You're listening to Hawks Radio here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Scandi Bevely, joined by Jason Watson for your pregame show. Looks like they have a bit of a senior night tonight, so that is going to be probably a little delayed here and there for not only halftime, but potentially for the start of this game. Might slow things down just a touch, but that's okay because you get to hang out here with us a little bit more. Glad you're with us, whether you're in the stands or on the airwaves or on the interwebs. We're just glad you're here for Hawks Radio. Always fun, as it has been a bit of a challenging season so far. For Coach Bouvier, Jason had a chance to step down on the field with him and have a brief conversation. What did Coach have to say for this matchup?
So he said nothing new on the injury front. We know we're down, Hayden Hafen. He's out for the season. Last week we had another injury to Kyler Creeley. He didn't have an update for me there. I don't expect to see him against tonight, but we'll see. Sounds like it might be a possibility. We had, I believe it was Bright Hop that was taken from the line, and they were kind of using him at running back. We're expecting to see a lot of running tonight, a lot due to the high wind. We're playing a team that runs a lot, so we're going to need to see some more improvement in the tackling like we did last week, because they're going to be doing that power run game. Sounds like, you know, that it could be quite challenging. Not going to have the passes as much, especially with the wind, where we can maybe knock the ball out of someone's hands. So, good tackling, hopefully.
I was seeing during warm-ups a little bit, Brandon Fry, quarterback number five, was throwing, it was real short, probably 10-yard throws, very hard, very tight, right in the chest. You know what I mean? They weren't doing those big, long practice jumping for a throw, for a catch, any of that. I think they're kind of anticipating if they do go for that pass a little bit, it will definitely be on the shorter side, especially with the wind. You set up to 26 miles an hour potentially for that. So teams have taken the field now. It looks like we have the Rangers in what is a little bit of a navy blue.
Gold accents,
and your Hawks in the white jerseys and blue pants with their signature helmets there. And let's see, looks like rest of the injury reserve here is taking the field as well. So we should probably have, I would assume, national anthem here coming up in just a few minutes. I wanted to talk to you, Jason, about one thing that I was seeing. You know, last week we were looking. You know, Fry ended up kind of doing some of the dirty work himself and taking it in for a couple runs just because the passing game wasn't working out. So he ended up getting a couple touchdowns himself. Well, I guess one was waved off, but, you know, he had that beautiful 10-yard, 15-yard run and dive into the end zone earlier in the quarter three. Yeah. Of last week.
Sounds about right.
So is that something you think is going to happen too? Do you think he's going to try to, you know, just for lack of a better term that I like to use all year long, weasel out of that situation?
So I think we're going to see more designed quarterback runs. I don't know if they really bother with option or not, but I think we'll see some more designed quarterback runs get him involved in that. He's definitely going to have a lot more running in this game for the Hawks than normal because of the weather. And, I mean, with the passing game, I think the wind is going to dictate those 5 to 10 yard passes, which honestly I feel is more in Fry's wheelhouse. I think that's where he's better, is on the short, quick passes.
Mm-hmm.
He has not shown that accuracy over the 10-yard mark, so take advantage of that. But I expect a lot of running. I expect Fry to the quarterback, Brandon, right?
Yes, Brandon.
I get them mixed up all the time. I expect to see Brandon involved in the run game a lot more.
I want to talk about run game when we come back, but it looks like they're going to be doing the national anthem here. Shortly, we're going to take a quick break. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio. Danny Bibley, joined by Jason Watson, and we are your... Boy, just having a fun old time here on the pregame show as the teams are being officially announced with about 7.5 minutes left here before the official start of the game, cooling off a little bit more as I think we're in the maybe about 49 degrees now with the wind. It is just kind of whipping here and there. So definitely going to make a cold night. And like I said, you know, we were talking about the run game. I was having a conversation with you, Jason, in our drive up here, which is thankfully not as long as some of the ones this year, but definitely a bit of a drive nonetheless. And we were having a talk about how, you know, those power runs were working pretty well this season for us, whether it be Fry or Creeley or excuse me.
Fry.
Yeah, you're right. One thing that we didn't like, or I didn't like to see. Typically, I love the sweeps on the outside. I feel like those really work a lot of times. I feel past season, it's really worked for us well. It has not worked at all this year, but we consecutively, consistently do it. And, you know, and especially that's pretty much the route that Fry runs, James Fry, that is. When we have those Fry-to-Fry plays, it goes to him, and he goes it on the one of the corners.
Yeah, usually they hand off to James Fry, some type of a sweep going outside the tackle. But we've not had a lot of success with that. It's been a lot of times he doesn't make it to the edge and turn the corner and even hit the line of scrimmage before the defense is overtaking him and we're losing yards. And now he has, as we were discussing up here, I mean, there have been exceptions. But the majority of the time, he's not able to get across the line of scrimmage on those outside the tackle runs. However, he's had more success between the tackles. Those are his bigger runs. His bigger plays have been runs that are inside the tackles, usually right behind the guard. And that's where we've seen 7-10-plus yard gains. So I would like to see some more of that, but we'll see. I mean, Coach was discussing they've had to adjust it sounds like they're planning on, if nothing else because of the weather and some depth issues because of injuries, we'll be running more. So I'm interested to see how he changes that up, what kind of variety he puts into it.
You know, one play that I want to see again, I talked about it last week because I think it's the first week we saw it, but with the dual running backs on the right side.
Oh, the first time.
That was the one where we genuinely didn't know was the ball, because they all reached for the same ball.
Yeah, we didn't know who had it.
We're taking off. I think stuff like that's just fun. To see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. I don't want to get too fancy with stuff, but we have seen them line up that way several times. Not a ton. I think they did it more last week than we've seen in other games. But, you know, every formation has its advantages. I think that lineup kind of threw the defense off, and then we were able to take advantage of it a couple times, but then they adjusted and got used to it. All right, now we need to try something different. So I would like to see some of that again. That particular play, I think they ran twice.
They did,
both times. We were going, who has the ball? You know, who's...
Not only us, the whole... I mean, referee was confused.
The referee was confused. Stands were confused.
Half of the line
people
was confused.
People in the booth with us were arguing about who has the ball, you know. It was interesting. It was fun.
I'm looking out right now. It looks like Fry is actually practicing some throws there on the sideline, and about 20-yard throws, and boy, just rockets. He's really stepped up. That's one thing I would like to, you know, really commend this young man is how much his arm has improved in this season. Though it's been a rough go throughout the season, his arm has really it's improved greatly.
Yeah, no, I think his arm strength and I think his accuracy has improved each week. Maybe not to where everyone wants it to be, but he has shown steady improvement, and that's what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like that a lot, and it comes with other people hopefully improving too, which I think we've seen that maybe not as quickly as needed, but, you know, we've also had a lot of challenges with injuries this year too.
You're absolutely right.
We've had a lot of our stars, you know, Hayden Hafen, broken collarbone, he's out for the year. What was it, not Fry, Kyler Creeley, he's had a couple of injury scares that have taken him out of some games just as he was starting to go. So, you know, it's a challenge. That's why you have the depth. So it looks like I didn't catch who's receiving.
So I believe it is going to be the Hawks deferred, and they are going to kick first.
Right.
I believe is what they said, and they decided to defend the – and I'm sorry, Natchez decided to defend the West goal.
So the Rangers are receiving the kickoff, defending the West.
Yep. All right. There you go, folks.
So
we're going to take
– right side.
So Hawks are going to go from left to right on your radio dial. We'll be back in a minute to start the kickoff. You're listening to Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. In the short time since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. And the game is on as the kick was up, caught around the 10 11. To 15, the 11, you said?
Yeah,
okay, so about
right
the 11. Drifted to the far side, which is the visiting, which is our Hawks side bench, to about the 40. So the ball's going to be picked up around the 38. 39 is where they're marking it. I guess the board says 39. Looks like 38, though. So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 on the 39.
Oh, I miss scratch marks.
The Rangers have the
There's
ball
that power
first.
Formation.
Power formation. Looking to run it right up through the middle, and he
does. Boy.
With a lot of movement, my goodness. Going to take a few to get him down finally. And that was a big, probably 8-yard run.
Yeah, it looked like they had, I'm not sure they had a receiver in there. I think that was all tight ends on the line, and I couldn't tell because of some glare if they had two or three backs in the backfield. I think they had two backs with a tight end and a wing where they're off the line of scrimmage a little bit.
That's like what's going to happen now, too, is it is the gun. One back behind him to the left, and he's going to run it right up through the middle to the right side, drifting towards the right side as it's past the 50, and now at around the 45.
45,
46. Yeah, 45 is a solid, steady run and just solid movements, really. That's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Rangers at the 46 as we are now in Hawks territory.
So here they come out again. Looks like too tight. They have a looks like a tight end or in a wing. They have a fullback. The quarterback's behind the fullback and a halfback to his left.
Looks like formation. They're doing it. Same formation, same plays. He gets up past it and brought down maybe for a yard or two. A lot of commotion, in the backfield, actually. A couple players got tied up into a bit of a shoving match all the way around the 50. But that was – there's no penalties or anything, flags going on. But it drew my attention a little bit. So it looks like we got about a gain of a yard. So second and 9 at the 45 is what we're looking at. 10:20 left here in the first. Same formation, it looks like. And this is interesting because they have that that halfback, I guess, and he's down. He's actually – this is the first time he's not actually touching the ground.
Are you talking about 25?
25.
So 25 looks like a fullback. And it looks like they have – It looks like they have two tight ends at the end of each side of the line, and then it looks like they have another tight end that's kind of down, a hand on the ground.
Motion moving from the near side.
So he's doing a
– And he's coming up trying to do a little bit
little
of a
end around.
End around, that's right, as it's from motion and handoff brought down behind the line. That's going to be 2 yards back, so it's going to be a third and 11 is what it should be. The board does not represent that. It says third and 10. So, it's interesting. Hash marks make things a little easier, I think. I think it's third and 11, just given by the field, but the board does say third and 10. 9:33 left here in the first. 47-yard line is what we're marked at. Looks like it's going to be the same formation. Motion in the back. 25's going to pick it. Take the snap right on up and take it right up there and finally gets dragged down. He ended up catching the snap and going up.
So this is – it looks like they're – Again, you have a tight end on the end of the line, either side of the tackle. It looks like there's a third tight end that's in a wing spot right behind the right side tight end. And then they have a fullback in. The quarterback's behind him. The fullback's almost right dead in the middle. And then halfback off the left shoulder of the quarterback. And so there, it's what it's doing is it's creating about four options
interesting
for the
formation.
Runs to go different ways here.
And there it is again. He's going to take it. Number 5, it looks like he's going to take it all the way up. That's going to be a first down. That's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down as well. As we are about the 30, ball's at 30. And there is no
– hurry up.
It's a hurry up.
They're worried
up
about
there.
A penalty or something.
Is no – receivers out. 5's going to have it again. That's going to be an end around on the near side, trying to make a hole, and he finally gets through. There's the 20, and he steps out of bounds.
No, that's number 6.
Oh, 6 had that one.
That's
okay.
6. So he's the one that's lining up in that kind of wing form, that wing spot behind the right side tight end. And
this is something that
he's
the
one coming around. So
far.
Well, I mean, it's confusing because you look at it and you have four four or five different players that can easily go elsewhere.
Fives taking a drag down.
Yeah, so now that was the halfback off the left shoulder of the quarterback.
Right.
He went between the right guard and right tackle.
Pass, that's going to be a Hank Warden-Edwards-Jones first down. We're at the 25, 20.
And they're running a hurry up, too. They're not giving the Hawks time to adjust or substitute.
It's going to be a 19-yard line. Oh, almost caught it off, and that's going to be a flag. I think might be encroachment.
Yep, encroachment on defense.
And it drew, I think, 66 and 78 for the Hawks, which, of course.
Need to watch that ball. But, I mean, that's the design of this offense.
I believe Hutchinson is the one that got that.
Hutchinson?
8:06 with first and five. 66. Now at the 13-yard line. The snap, same play, running right up the middle. Wide open, too, and gets another first down there.
That's an easy
10-yard run there, as it is about the 6-yard line now. So first and
They're putting it on the 5-yard line.
Okay, first and five, then. First and goal.
First and goal on the five.
Which is a Hank Warden-Edwards-Jones first down. First and five here.
Not liking how fast this is going.
You know, it's interesting to not see a single wide receiver out. They're all behind that line. And that's going to be the same route.
Well,
no, he's going to take it himself.
Quarterback's
going to take it in himself, and he does. And that's in there for a touchdown. So it's 7:30 here in the first. The Rangers are on the board first with a touchdown from a quarterback sneak.
No, that's not a quarterback sneak.
that
was a designed quarterback run, but it's not a quarterback sneak. So, again, you have all those options to run, and they had the running back on the left side again, cuts across the right like he had done for the last, three plays. Instead, this time the quarterback kept it in his hands and ran over there, and everyone was focused on the running back again. There was one guy chasing him from the other side of the field, chasing the quarterback, but he couldn't get there in time to stop him from crossing the goal line.
Extra point was no good. I think a hand got up on
it. Yeah, I think I couldn't tell because I have a post of a window in my way. I couldn't see the ball.
So that was going to be no good there. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you in 30 Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks Radio. Welcome back, folks. Standing with Lee. They missed the extra points, so we're 6-0 right now. 7:30 here in the first as the Rangers are about to kick the ball for the first time in this game as the Hawks are back to receive again. Hawks are going to be going from left to right on the radio dial as the very interesting navy blue color scheme with the gold accents on these helmets. I'm looking, and I thought they were shiny at first, but they're kind of a matte finish, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
actually,
it's a navy matte
really,
finish.
Really
no
cool
logos
helmets
or anything, just the gold face mask. And, well,
kick is up gold and dropped around the 15. He's going to take it up. He's past the 25. Ends up going back
Logan
a little bit.
Hafen.
Logan Hafen was the
returner
on that. So it is going to be around the 20. I think it's the 24. They might mark it at the 23. Let's see. 24-yard line, first and 10. So it is going to be a Hank Warden-Edwards-Jones first and 10 for your boys here as they're lining up the same formation they're liking all season long. From the gun, two back with them, three wide. From the snap, looking to run number 8 up through the middle and finally gets dragged down, little 8-to-8 action, again, right up the middle, though, like we talked about.
Oh, it looks like we have an injury.
He is slow to get up, number 54
Ranger
from
player.
The Rangers. He is coming off,
Jonah,
but looks to be okay.
Oh, boy. Uthin Thapania?
So 7 minutes left here, 2nd and 7 at the 24-yard line. That is not right. This is the 26-yard line.
That's about 26, 27. Yeah, probably closer to the 26.
So three wide.
Three wide to the left, one right. I like this. This is a little different. I've only remember seeing it
once. Looking at a quick throw, number three. He's going to take it at the 30. He's going to get up just past the right around the first down marker. Let's see if they mark
about
it.
Nice little 5 or 7
They're
yard.
They're going to give it to him.
That's, curl route there.
That's a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down for your Hawks. So first and 10 now at the 35 on the nose as progress slowly but surely is going to work out. I am just still so baffled at the Rangers' approach to their line and how that was. I can't wait to break that down.
That's actually a really old school style of offense.
Well, this is something we haven't seen though.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
so
no, most teams don't run that.
Two back with them, running right up the middle. Fry's going to take it to try to get through. Ends up getting an extra maybe 5 yards out of that if they give him the forward momentum. I don't think it's going to be that way, though.
Came from the left side of the quarterback across. Looked like he went between the right guard and right tackle. And
so it looks like it's going to be 2nd and 7.
Yeah, didn't get too far with it. Actually thought they gave a little extra there.
Wasn't sure. It seemed like he kind of crawled a little bit, so I wasn't if they were going to give him where that was or what. We'll take it, though. So 38-yard line, 5:56 left here in the first. Same
like
formation, two
slot.
Back with him. And it is, oh, it is Pfeiffer, isn't it? He out there with
yeah,
a number
our, oh,
eight. That's
going
to be a flag. Throw to the well to Pfeiffer.
Defense,
right around
they
the
didn't
40.
Blow a whistle.
And it was up over his head. Pressure coming in at him and just kind of scrambled out just a touch on the far side and again over Pfeiffer's head. Looks like it is going to be on the offense.
Looks like a neutral zone infraction.
Offside.
So it's going to be offsides, neutral zone infraction. Someone was lined up in the neutral zone. So it wasn't a false start. It was just they didn't line up far enough back.
So that 2nd and 7 turns into a 2nd and 12, and we're 5:45 left here. Again, so back in the same formation, two out on the far side. Higher snap, but ends up running it right up through the middle. Can't see the number on the runner there. Was that
Brithop?
Oh, it's Brithop. Okay.
I think so.
So, 45, yeah, 45, yes. Yep.
So he's the one they, due to injuries, they pulled off the line and put him back at running back. So he's kind of taking that power running position that Creeley had.
Mm-hmm.
So since he's in there, I'm assuming Creeley is done this time. We never got a real injury update on him last week.
No, I'm thinking he's
out for a while. Honestly, I haven't even seen his jersey number on the sideline. But
so like Fry and Brithop back with him.
Yep.
As Brandon takes the snap,
oh,
looking to
throw.
Good pass. Oh. Just runs down though. Couldn't quite come up with it as Pfeiffer was on the move and
that
a
went
good
between
slant.
Evan Geese and Jace Pfeiffer.
Was that a slant?
No. So both of them just went. I mean, looked like they were streaking down the field there and maybe some quick curls after about 10-15 yards, but it looked like the ball was thrown kind of in between the two and a defender came up in the middle there and batted it down.
So 4th and 12, the 34, their own 34.
Not
they're
sure
going to be
who
punting
the
it
was.
I believe at this
yeah,
point
they're lined up for a punt
and the kick is up and about the 40s where it drops. He's going to pick
it
up.
36.
Tackles down. Oh, my goodness. Kind of got his way out of that. And it looks like 45, so Brithop, and 44 were kind of the last two to help him finally get down there. And we're going to take a – oh, no, we're not. They're not going to have enough time there. So it is going to be Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down here at their own, 41-yard line. Excuse me, folks. Their own 41-yard line.
The marker's on the 40. The ball's on the 41. And the board says 39.
Same formation that they're running. Motion in the back. Pitch to the far side. Cutting up through. Five's going to take it. There's a first down. And finally drag down. About 12-yard run there.
Who's that
maybe 13.
Down? 66. I think that's Hutchison.
So
Joel Hutchison.
Miguel Gant, excuse me, for the Rangers is the main runner here, as they managed to do a little bit of a pitch. Like I said,
no, that, wasn't a little bit, their, that was a big pitch to the right.
Their way
sweet
up.
To the right.
So Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10, and another quick
handoff to the receiver.
Handoff on the near side,
sweeping
slowing
left.
Down. Six is going to take it. Ooh. That's going to be a first
almost
down. Almost got stripped there. And there's going to be
a
flag.
Face mask.
And that's, yep, it is going to be a face mask as he was dragged down
the
finally.
I honestly think someone's hand got caught in there.
It looked like he was trying to pull it free. Yeah.
But he was being spun the other way. But that's going to be a face mask, a personal foul on the Hawks.
So 452. Yep. It's going to be face mask there. So that's going to be another 10 yards from the 20.
Personal
48.
Foul. I think that's 15.
Oh, they just moved it up 5 yards.
No, they moved that 15.
Not from the placement of the ball.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they just moved it up
moved
5.
Yeah, 5. Okay. From the spot of the foul.
Spot of the foul. So, Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10, running up right up through the middle, and manages to stop him about 5 yards up, 4 yards up, something like that.
So, I finally was able to see numbers here and see what they have here. So, again, you have your 5 offensive linemen. You have a tight end on either side of the tackle on the line. They actually have their wide receiver is the one that's on that right side of the line behind the tight end. He's putting his hand in the dirt, which I don't know if I've ever seen a receiver with a hand in the dirt.
It seemed weird, yeah.
You have the fullback, who's back about 3 yards between the center and guard, maybe right behind the guard. Quarterback's about 5 yards back.
Running right up through the middle again.
Oh, yeah, right up the middle. This
my goodness.
Oh,
no, he wasn't touched. In. What a touchdown just that one was.
That was just people reaching and grabbing and couldn't hang on to them. There were three guys that had arms wrapped around them, but they couldn't get in there and actually get a hit on them.
From the 25-yard line all the way in, that was a quick run by number 5. That was at 4.
It's 25 yards, I believe. That was, number 5? So he's usually, they've been handing off to him on a sweep to the right or just a off tackle to the right side. And this time they had him go right up the middle, right behind the center, and opened up the first 5 yards for him. And then after that, it was just they couldn't catch him. And like I said, I saw three players get arms on him, but they couldn't hang on to him. He was just moving too fast.
It looks like they're kicking it this time, and that one's up and in.
Okay.
So that's going to be 13-0 now. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Do it. Welcome back, folks. Standing briefly joined by Jason Watson as we're talking just, you know, it's like the Hawks don't really know how to react to this kind of power run.
I think a lot of it's they're consistently lining up in that formation where you have 4 or 5 good options for people running, and they're all kind of crisscrossing, kind of like we talked about that formation the Hawks did with the two to the right of the quarterback, and no one knew who had the ball. So it's kind of the same thing every play, is that everybody's moving across where they could get the ball, and then we had the one that was pitched. And you could still do an option of throwing it to somebody. So it's just
squib kick here at the 30. Picked up finally and shoved down. Barely touched him. Pfeiffer picks that one up around the 32. So it's going to be a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 at
33
now.
They're putting it right
where they're
the
marking it.
Dead center between the 30 and 35 yard line.
And it looks like we're going to get a new ball out of the deal, too. So. Not too shabby. All right, I'll take it. board says 32, looks like 33.
That's between the 32 and 33.
We'll mark it.
I mean, it is dead center between the 30 and 35 yard line.
But, 4 minutes here in the
four
first.
Four wide, two each side.
Snap, hands it off. Fry's going to take it near side. Trying to cut through, and he does. Nice. Finally gets a little bit of action there and gets tripped up. And not too shabby as he gets about 6 yards, 7 yards.
He got tripped up at the 36, and he stumbled forward for another couple. So we're at 38, 39-yard line. Let's see. Yeah, they're calling it the 38.
PA just said 6 yards. Board says 5. Marker does not match ball exactly. That's okay. We'll be all right.
Call a second and 5 on the 38.
Two wide on the near side. Fry's going to take it right up to the middle. There's a first down. Ooh, big hit. And sheds that tackle, bounces off, and spins
out of
it. Gets another. So we're right at the 50-yard line now.
I like that. You went right
between Edward Jones first down.
You went right between. There was a nice big hole between the center and the left guard. Ran right up it with authority. Bounced off the first tackler, spun around.
I like that move, man. Yeah. Let me tell you.
That was nice. Picked up another yard or two.
So we are going to be just shy of the 50-yard line. Looks like 49, excuse me, on our own side is where we're at. So it's a Hank Warden-Edward Jones.
Three wide left. Last time we did this, we had that 7-yard curl to
the snap, looking to throw near side. Fry's going to pick it up as a quick throw just past 50. So from the 49 to about the 48, 49, I think, is where they're going to officially mark
it. That looked like the same play, except he ran about 3 yards across the line of scrimmage as opposed to 7.
I don't like how many times these quick little passes to the right side, whatever receiver's getting that, he's on the ground having to catch that ball.
Yeah, and he might be trying to throw it low to combat the wind, or it could be the wind kind of pushing against it too, because he's thrown directly into the wind coming around the side of these stands.
Second and 7, one back with him, looking to throw. Two coming in at him, scrambles out of that one, and finally brought back by the third lineman that broke through there. 61, tried to stop him. Couldn't quite do it, though, as he got tied up as well.
You know, I like that he tucked that ball and took that sack instead of trying to force a throw that could have been picked off.
You're absolutely right.
Or even possibly come up as a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
I think he, because in the past we've seen him do that.
Yeah.
And there have been interceptions or fumbles because
Well, we got those intentional groundings last time.
Yeah.
And weird
but,
stuff.
But, no, this one, I thought that was good. He pulled the ball in. He already had it kind of close, but he tucked it in more and kind of covered it up. Hate to get a sack, but it's better than a turnover.
Chalk it in as a loss there. So back to their own 43 as it's 3rd and 15 here. 1:12 left here in the first. 13-0 is your score.
Three wide
left side. Looking to throw it again, and he does.
All right,
Fry's going to take it. Gets past there. Up above there at about the 45-yard line. Not too shabby. As it's a bit of a shed of a tackle, I guess I'll say.
So that's
the
first time with the three wide to one side and one on the right that we've thrown to the side with the three receivers. So your outside and the closest one to the line went downfield and kind of set up to block while Fry, James Fry, he actually was the one to receive it. Did a quick little curl, got the ball run down, but I was a little disappointed in the lack of a block from number 7.
So 4th and 3, 2 back with them.
Looks like they're blitzing on the
right. Showing blitz. Yeah, you got that right. Fry's taking his time here. And that's going to be, I think,
I think they're signaling timeout. Timeout, Hawks.
It's going to be a timeout? Hey, we're going to take timeout too. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson as Hawks are just kind of taking their time coming out of the huddle there. They have it. 15 seconds left in the first as it's 13-0, fourth and three at the 44-yard line. That was a big run and a big move by Fry there a moment ago. A quick pass managed.
I thought
to really
the timeout at first
there.
Might have been for play clock, but now I'm wondering if they're talking about what they're doing because it's fourth down.
Looks like they're handing it right up the middle is what they're going to do.
Go.
And Fry
first
is
going to
take it for another first
Still
down.
Still going left.
There we go. 35-yard line. Not too shabby in the ball. Oh, my goodness. Did it come loose?
May have come loose.
May have come loose, but I think we came up with it.
That was, again, that was another run between the guards.
Boy, I thought I saw something popping around there, but
it
we
sure
managed
looked
to
like
have it.
It.
So 30-yard line, not too bad there for your Hawks as we are all the way down as the first quarter has wrapped up. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are switching sides here as I welcome you to the second quarter. At the end of the first, we had 13-0 with the Rangers on top. It is now officially a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first and 10 for your Hawks. They are knocking on the door here at 30-yard line as we are now going right to left on the radio dial. That's right. The Hawks are charging to the left side now and taking their time coming back out of it. Here we go from the huddle. It's going to be on the near side hash mark. And great run by Fry a moment ago to get us that first down. And it looks like Fry is going to be back there with Fry again as four out wide.
Two to each side. Looks like Jace Pfeiffer tight ends in the slot on the left. Let's see what we're going to do here.
And it up through the middle. Fry's going to cut to the far side. Gets tripped up right around the line of scrimmage. Didn't quite work out.
That was designed to be inside the tackles. Looked like right behind the right guard. But that hole closed up quick. He tried to bounce it to the outside. But by the time he made that decision, there was a little hesitation there. By the time he made that decision and cut to his right, he took about one step and the defender was coming around the tackle already at him.
So we're going to be second and 10 now.
Still talking about it in the huddle. Let's see, what do we have here? So we're going to get Geese and Pfeiffer to the left, James Fry and Hafen to the right with right hop with the quarterback.
Looking to throw. He's getting pressure and runs out of it.
Wide open to the right.
There's about the first down marker. Sheds a tackle for the first down. Yeah, baby. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down as he bounces off a defender there and manages to get the – they're not going to give it to him.
They're not giving it
to him. They're not giving it to him.
Yeah, so he started – he was getting pressure in the pocket. He rolled out to the right. No one was over there. Made that nice run off to the right sideline and looked like he stretched and made it across the – first down marker, but they're saying
they're not giving it to him. So third and one. I take it back, folks. Sorry about that. Third and one, but they are right around
the
20-yard. Yeah, they're calling it the 20-yard line, even though that's going to be the first down marker is on the 20.
Yeah, it basically is third and inches.
It's definitely inches.
Okay. Now they're moving switched it to first down, and they're moving the markers.
There we go. So it is going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. I'll tell you what. See, Jason, I know my stuff here, pal.
Hey, I was agreeing with you.
All right, two back with him right up through the middle. Fry's going to take it and weasels around there as he jukes and jives to get a little extra momentum there as it's about
about a 7 or 8 yard run.
7 yard run, yeah, it wasn't too bad, man. So second,
it looks like they're giving them six. See what they put on the board.
Second and two.
Well, that marker is more than 2 yards away from the first down. The ball is more than 2 yards away.
Second three is what we're looking at. So 10-13.
All right.
Here. Second three of the 13-yard line is what we're looking at.
Still looks closer
and,
to fourth.
I am. Wish I had binoculars sometimes because I can't see.
You know what? I'm going to go to the car at halftime and get them.
Two back there. Looks like motion. Pfeiffer from the near side.
Oh,
coming
nice.
Back.
Going back left.
Rolling back right.
Throw
side
to
throw.
Hafen.
Oh, Hafen tries to pick it up in the end zone. Jumped out.
Flag. Yeah, oh, come on. Interference.
Flag.
Interference.
Is that going to be?
Please, interference.
Let's see.
It was the official in the end zone looking at the receiver and the two defenders. And I think that's either going to be a push.
It is going to be
interference on the defense.
Gotta love it. Free yardage, baby, as we got ourselves Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10. As it
That's first and goal on about the – putting it on about the 3.
Well, that is going to be about the 3. Okay. Hey, man.
Oh, now he's moving back. Usually that goes to the spot of the foul.
Okay.
In this case, it's going to be half the distance to the goal. So that's going to put us about, 7 or 8 yard line?
7 yard line. First and 7 is where the closest
we've
been.
And
looks like Fry's going to take it himself.
It. Oh, and somebody had a hold of his head.
He got knocked down hard and flat on his back there.
Arm wrapped around his helmet. I'm surprised there wasn't a flag for that.
Fry's going to hustle back to the side.
They're only giving him a
play.
Yard.
And they gave him a yard. So 9:29, and we are at the 6 yard line, folks. Second and 6 is what we're looking at. As Fry is in there with, James Fry and Britt Hopp with two wide to the near side. Snap looking to give
to James.
And he is right up through the middle.
About
managed
the
to get another couple yards. So about the 3 yard line is what Jason's thinking here. Looks to be about that.
See where they actually put the ball.
I'm having a hard time seeing here, folks. Excuse me, because of the
getting a lot of clear
in here.
Oh man, they barely put it over the.
They pushed the ball back a touch.
They pushed it back a lot. So they have it just looks like the nose of the ball is almost touching the 5 yard line.
Interesting. Okay,
so we're gonna call it
an official loss of yardage, even though I don't.
No, that was a gain, but they're marking it as only about a yard or less.
Huh. All right, back again, same formation, looking to drive it up through the middle. They do. No, they're
going
to pitch it to the
right
side. And it does. He's in
Pfeiffer.
There. Oh, baby. Pfeiffer picks
got
it in the end zone.
With the defender's hand in the way.
Touchdown, Hawks, as it's a Hank Ward and Edward Jones. First down, touchdown. And the first time Pfeiffer's received the ball in the end zone for a bit now. So, 6 to 13 at the moment as Pfeiffer takes it at 8:21 here in quarter 2. Let's see.
So we both get quiet
as
we're trying to take notes.
I was killing a spider that was.
Oh yeah,
on
that's
my paper.
Much more important. Go ahead, please.
Excuse me. Lined
so
up
for
like
the
we
extra
are
point.
Go for the extra point here.
Glad we're not doing 2. We have the advantage of the wind to our back. That was.
Oh no, go.
No good. I guess it went wide right.
Went right wide, and I think they got a hand on it. Maybe we're going to take a quick timeout. 13-6, 8:21 here. And the second we'll see on the other side, Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed, and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bifley, joined by Jason Watson, as Hawks are on the board finally, which I'm liking. It's going to took till the quarter two, but it was slow. It was methodical, and thankfully we got one of those. One of the penalties to get us help us out there a little bit to move us up nothing too silly or unfortunate, I guess, to say the least, for us that that brought us back, that we've seen so much, especially in the red zone. It's like we get all jittery, and you just don't know what to do, right? We end up pulling those penalties, and no dice on that one for us, thankfully. So up on the board, the extra point was no good. I couldn't see. Jason stepped away briefly, but I believe a defender got a hand up on the ball. The same kind of issue that was happening before, but again, the wind is whipping pretty good. It's probably around at least 20 right now, as it is really kind of picking up. 8:21. It looks like we are back to kick, and the kick is up, and a bit of a squib kick right to the hands of the front line receiving team here, as it's the number 75 picks it up and right in his hands, and he drops down at the 48 yard line. So definitely a squib kick there, and just boom, right into the hands of the very first lineman there that was able to grab the ball. Just dropped down. So Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 48. It's going to be their own 48 yard line here, as they're going to be in the same formation that they've been doing all game long, which is that really interesting one that Jason has described for you before, as no receivers out, and snap is a little low, driving it right up the middle. No, they are going to throw it. Number 6 is all the way at the 35, the 20, and he's in there for a touchdown. My goodness. Wowee. I was talking about how that wasn't going to happen, because they're clearly going to run the ball again, and that's just wrong. 8:02. So, excuse me as I take quick notes here. 8:02, as number 5, I believe, caught that one as came in. I thought it was a quick handoff to the near side, running up the middle, and he doesn't. He goes on the far side, cuts up, and he takes way off and manages to cut from the far side of the inside around the 30, grab the ball, and manages to run it all the way up and in for a touchdown. The kick is up, and it is good. And there you have it, folks, 20-6. Your score, 8:09 here in the second. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio. This is Jason Watson with Danny Van Vliet. So just had that Rangers touchdown, taking it to 20-6. And they're getting ready to line up for the kickoff, get it back. We do have an advantage here with the wind at our backs. I'm hoping maybe we could get one of those kicks out of bounds like we did. What was that, last week?
Yeah. You know, I was saying that last kick, it was interesting. So this front line right here, mm-hmm. about the 48-yard line, that last kick, it was a squib kick, and it just, boom, hit the very front line, and the guy just grabbed it, fell on the ground. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
that was that last kick that you ended up missing as you stepped out real quick. And interesting. So, obviously, I think they're going to go with a squib kick again, I would imagine, as it's been kind of a popular choice here. Kick is going to be up, and no, it's just going to go
straight
high. Drop it. Oh,
that's
no,
what they're
he
hoping
touched
for.
It. And that's overturned.
That's recovered. So I'll say that's what they're hoping for here, is that it doesn't get caught. They don't hang on to it. It bounces. It bounced out of, I believe that's Gutierrez.
It was 45, I believe.
It was 54, Luis Gutierrez.
Good
the senior there,
doing it.
Their center, and now playing linebacker. He couldn't hang on to it. Went through his arms, kind of bounced on the ground, bounced up high, and the kicking team was able to recover. So it's Rangers ball again on what, the Hawks 40? It's like, yep, Hawks 40-yard line is where they put it, on the right hash mark.
I really
– Now they flipped that formation. Notice the
–
The receiver's in the dirt on the far side now, the left.
Number five's going to take it right up through the middle. Does
nice tackle by
there.
James Fry.
So a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 turns into a second and 8. And
that was a beautiful textbook tackle by James Fry.
I really thought that really was. Sorry, I was trying to work out. I think that was Luis Gutierrez.
It was. You know, we were just talking I had a clear shot at that jersey number. It was 54. Yep.
We were just talking to him about
getting hands on the ball.
Wanting to get hands on the ball.
That's not helping his case. Not helping. Yeah, this is interesting.
Motion from the near side, pitch back to the left, and that's.
I think we have a false start.
I think, yeah, you're absolutely right. I wonder if it's that motion.
Saw one of the rain. No, encroachment. Encroachment on the defense.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, and this is another thing that I was mentioning, too, is, you know, we didn't see that last drive for the Hawks. Didn't see those silly, silly mistakes.
Yes.
You know,
yes, that was nice.
Those little, you know, when excitement starts happening, they get all
we have a good big play, and then
yeah.
It's negated by a penalty, and we didn't. I think it's the first time we've seen a drive like that.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, it's,
I don't think they had. They didn't have a penalty on themselves. Maybe once.
Three's going to take it and ends up shedding a tackle. Oh, no,
no,
it wasn't. Excuse me.
I thought three had it.
I thought a quick sweep. Yeah, a little bit of end-around happened. And
yeah.
Ended up taking it up himself up through the middle. So 7:05 left here in the second as it's third and three at the 33-yard line. That is going to be their the Hawks' 33-yard line. 20-6 is your score. As the Hawks are.
It does look like the Hawks defense is starting to settle down a little bit and get used to this style of play.
They do look a little less.
They look a little sharper.
Yeah.
Low.
And the dirt and
low snap, fumbled, and the fullback was able to fall on it before a Hawk could get to it. All right. So that was Nick Cuevas, number 25, the fullback. Yeah, that was able to. He noticed it and. Spun around as the quarterback was trying to get down to it, but fullback fell on it. Saved it. That's okay, though. Now it's going to be, what, 4th and 5 on the Hawks 35. And looks like they're lining up to go for it. I get the idea. They don't like kicking into the wind. Snap, handoff to number 5, going sweeping left, get some blocks. Oh, it's going to be close. Nope, he got across the line. So kind of swept to the left, cut back toward the middle of the field. Started to get tied up just about a foot short of the first down marker, but was able to get an extra burst across the line for a couple yards. So that is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down for the Rangers.
So 5:50 here. Again, 20-6 is your score. 20-6 is your score as the Rangers are still on top. Same formation, but again, that flipped.
No, now they've brought it to our side.
Oh, no, they did bring it back to this side.
Oh, here goes in around to 3.
Motion back's going to be in around and going to take it up.
Nope, trying to bring him down. He's hanging onto his waist, and James Fry slipped to his ankles where he tripped up. Let's see, number 3, I think that's the receiver. No, number 3 is the quarterback.
Interesting, okay.
Oh, that so they swapped. Oh, no, he's not the quarter. He's a backup quarterback.
Backup
but he
quarterback
was okay.
Himself. Okay.
So he was in there, I think, in place of the receiver because he came sweeping around from that receiver spot where number 6 is with his hand down behind the tight end. I've never seen a receiver do that.
So hands it off near side. Going to take it up. Number 5 is going to take it. Jukes around. Uh-oh. Tries to get it past. And number 17 brings him down as he wraps around. With the ankles, and that's going to be around that 8 or 9 yard line. They're going to mark it at the 5 yard line. Okay.
Yeah.
So first and 5. So first and goal. So.
Yeah, that was a nice.
4:44 here in the second. First and 5.
That was a cut up the middle. Looked like right behind the right guard and.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones
had a nice
down.
Hold, good blocks, and then broke a couple tackles.
Man, he gets quick in a hurry. As you have said before.
Yeah, I know. He's quick. That's, quick. The difference between fast and quick. Quick is fast
he's
in a hurry.
He's going to take it himself again.
And
number 5.
Again, not untouched this time.
Untouched. My goodness.
That time he was untouched. Number 5, and he went up between the center and the right guard and just had a lane veering off to the right a little bit, crossed the goal line at about the right hash mark. Oh, man. And that, yep. So, touchdown.
That's good. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones.
Thank you. I'm reading it, and I still can't say it right.
As the score is now 26-6, and they're going to try
to do the radio stuff
here in a momento as we are taking some notes ourselves and figuring out exactly, they're waiting on maybe the placement of the ball. I'm not really sure.
I think so.
Happening here. They are going to go for the extra point, though.
I think they were swapping out the ball or waiting for an official to get set. So they're lining up for the extra point.
That is going to be up, and ooh, that's good, but very
that
high.
Got blown
that wind
way
got
left.
For sure.
And it definitely, at the peak of that arc, slowed way down, too. That wind is having a big effect on these kicks. So now, PAT's good. Rangers 27, Hawks 6 with 4:16 left in the half.
We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson as we are just about done here with the second quarter, the first half of this game, 27-6 score. Rangers on top of your Hawks, 4:16 left as Hawks are back to receive. Didn't go well last time as it dropped into the hands of Gutierrez and
low,
ended up
but
not
deeper.
Getting it. 45
oh,
gets
Brett
it
Hoff
down.
Drops
Brett
it.
Hoff trying to pick it up.
Weiss.
Why didn't he just drop one down on top of that ball? Ends up picking it up, trying to get it run, and manages to at least grab control of it.
The second time he thought he had it and was looking downfield, looked like he was more concentrating on where people are and where he's going to go with it. He dropped it a second time and was able to pick it up just before getting hit.
Man, that's what happens when your hands are cold, I guess, folks.
That ball is going to be cold and tough to hang on to.
So it's
it's going to feel rock hard.
Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 here at the 27, their own 27-yard line. As Hawks try to do it again, as they're back. Let's see, Fry's back with Fry, two wide either side. And the snap motion from the near side. Look at Fry up through the middle, was thinking it was going to be a pitch. 17.
Like a little dive play.
Was the one in motion, which
is Josiah Akiano.
Which I haven't seen him in that tight end position.
Haven't seen him on offense in a while.
No.
We usually see him on defense, but yeah, I think they're rotating him in at wide receiver. Actually, I think he was more in the slot where we usually see the tight end, Jace Pfeiffer.
Good little.
You know, they have Jace listed as tight end, but they definitely line him up and use him more like a wide receiver.
They certainly do. Good little motion here.
All right, three wide.
Ended up getting to the 35-yard line, second and about four from the snap, looking to throw it. Big throw to the far side.
Oh.
Does he come up with it? He does!
Oh, he got hands on it.
Oh, my goodness!
Saying it gets catch.
He caught it, baby!
At about the 34-yard line.
Fry with a huge stretch out to get that one and a diving catch.
They're gonna put it on the 36 side of the 35-yard line. That's fine. It's still a great.
Oh boy!
Still
Edward,
a great game.
Edward Jones, first down
We're
and
on
a
the
well
right side
deserved
of the field.
One as a beautiful Fry to Fry pass again. What a huge layout there.
Fry, I thought that was number three, Logan Hafen.
Oh, it was Hafen. Excuse me.
Now it's Fry. Now it's James
Fry
with a carry up the middle right behind the right guard.
My goodness.
He just got about had his head taken off.
He had a beautiful layout there to get that catch.
Looks like number 55 for the Rangers. Jack Bulk came running in there. And, boy, that was a And his defense looked like he was lined up to hit him in about the midsection, but another player had started dragging him down and can't stop on a dime. But that looked like a nasty hit to James's head. All right, so looks like we're going to go four wide, two to each side. Looks like James Fry is back with the quarterback. Getting a little blitz up the middle. Hand off to Fry. Looks like between left guard and left tackle. Maybe got a yard. At least back to the line of scrimmage. See where the ref marks it.
So it looks like 2 minutes here, just under 2 minutes. We're third and seventh in the 32. Yeah. We are deep down in there in the Rangers side, and it is going to be no gain, isn't it? Okay, so third and seven, 32-yard line, 1:44 as the clock continues to wind down here. Now, keep in mind, in the third, we do get the ball back, but
yes. We need to get some points on the board
here. Let's get some points.
We need to hurry this up, and we need to get some points.
A little bit of a hurry-up offense would be interesting here. One back with him, four wide. Looks like Fry's back with Fry as the snap, looking
fake
to throw it.
Off.
Good. Whoa. Quick throw. Pfeiffer picks it up.
Jumping catch.
Just in there, right around the first down marker. Let's see.
So it looked like the defender here, was that number two?
That'll do it.
Got a hand on it, and Jace Pfeiffer had to make a jumping catch, a big leap. Came down 1 foot. Looks almost like a one-handed catch. So.
For what I didn't think was going to happen is this throwing game turns into some major opportunities for us.
It's also noticed it's happened
with
the wing
to our
back.
Edward Jones first down, and not bad at all, folks, as James settles into the right side of Fry there.
Hand
and he's
going to
run
James,
it right up
but,
through the middle and shut down immediately. Takes three or four to jump on top.
So I think there's a little miscommunication.
As they were trying to get a bit of a strip. And, yeah, that was a bit of a miscommunication.
On the handoff, I don't think James was expecting it. And he all of a sudden realized, oh, shoot, I have it. But by the time he got going, it was defender was in the backfield. Looks like the Hawks are taking a timeout.
We're going to take a quick timeout, too. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, glad you're with us. As the Hawks are down right now, 27-6 is your score. It's 37 seconds left here in the first half. We are second and 12 at the 24-yard line. Big movements, big momentum has been happening, although this last little confusion ended up getting us back 2 yards. But it looks like we're in the same formation here, three wide. The near side this time, one back with him, Fry looking to throw it, looking on the far side, scrambling out. Is
throw
he going to get it
away.
Out? Get it out. There he goes. Right. Ended up throwing it out there, and weasels his way out of that
I'm
one.
I'm going to lose it if there's another grounding call.
I'll tell you, man. So it's going to be a third and 12 as it's 30 seconds left here. We do get the ball back here in third quarter, but we got to see
what
we can get.
We need points on the board here.
Absolutely.
We need
points
on the board. We cannot afford to walk away from this half without getting more points on the board.
Not too bad, though. I will say, out of all the games we played, we've been really spending quite a bit of time, at least on their side of the field, which I have been digging. So far in this game, although
I'm liking the lack of offensive penalties.
Yeah, that's another one, too. We'll get into that at halftime show. Looks like he's looking to throw it again, and he does.
Oh no,
he tries to
right
step
into
up and into
66.
An L. Oh, my goodness. Tries to still get it out as two are finally bringing him down. I thought he was going to get able to.
Caden Mills with the sack. He tried stepping forward from a defender coming up outside. It was looking like he was going to sack him. And he didn't see number 66 on the other side of his blocker. Just stepped around the lineman and quarterback ran right into him
he
as
really
they take
did.
Another Hawks timeout.
Big old step right into him. Looks like 11 seconds left here. We're going to take quick 30. We'll be on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires.
Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. 4th and 12, 11 seconds left here. Let's see what happens as Fry's back with
Brett Hopp.
And
there it is. Piper just shifted his feet and drew a penalty.
That is going to be.
You don't have to agree with me that quick.
Well, I mean, you know. So that's going to
Hey, I'm proud of these young men. That is the first offensive penalty they've had in a while after getting them multiples consistently on each drive. So
this is 27 yards? Fourth and 5, 10, 15, 20, something like that.
Back to pass. Oh, steps up forward, throws it.
Big throw. Couldn't come up with it, though. Fry was the intended target.
And I was actually worried about an offensive interference call there.
I'll tell you. So 4 seconds left. Looks like it's going to be a turnover. It was a fourth and, I think, 27 or 21.
Let's see. Who was that? Was that James over there for the cat? I think James Fry was the target. He on the far sideline, and he tried pushing off from the defender. The defender hit the ground, but we didn't draw a penalty.
So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first down turnover as the Rangers pick up the ball with 4 seconds left, as we are switching sides here at the 35-yard line. It's going to be their own 35-yard line. Same formation that they've been running, except for they switched. They are on the near side here.
Defense is swapping around, trying to figure it out. They're taking a knee.
There it is.
Really?
And we're going to take a quick timeout here, folks. On the other side, we will have the halftime show for you. Looks like it's going to be a 20-minute halftime, so it should be a good little show for us here. 27-6 is your score as of right now. First and 10 was what we're stranded with at the 35-yard line. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson. here for Hawks Radio as we have quite the halftime show happening here in front of us as some mountains just got wheeled onto the field and some other things that kind of look like mountains got wheeled onto the field and cheerleading teams on the field. It's good. Good game here. And 27-6 is your score. Rangers on top of the Hawks. As, again, we were stranded with first and 10 at 35-yard line here. So, Jason, first half got wrapped up in about an hour, really, is what happened.
Yeah, just under. That was a quick first half.
Very quick first half. Let's talk about, break us down here. How did we get to the score
that we're at? A lot of runs. A whole lot of runs in every direction. Yeah, so, I mean, we knew coming into this that the Rangers are a run-heavy team, and you see that by this kind of, like, wishbone formation they have here. Again, you have a tight end on either side of the offensive line on the line of scrimmage. We have that wide receiver is lining up just off the outside shoulder of the tight end with his hand in the dirt, kind of back
so
behind him in a wing spot.
So
we have a fullback that's about 3 yards back from the right behind the right guard. Quarterback's about 5 yards behind the center in a shotgun, and just to his left is a halfback, and what it's doing is it's creating about four or five different options for running. They're going all different ways, different people, confusing the defense. And then we also saw with the touchdown, right, that the last one that the Rangers got, that pass, I think it was the last one or second to last, but where they also, you can pass out of it as well. And again, you have so many people going in different directions, that ball can easily go to any one of at least four at any time. It creates a lot of confusion for the defense. I think that's a lot of how we got where we are. And then the Hawks, though, the offense has looked fairly good. I think we've had more consistent drives than usual in moving the ball, not getting a lot of penalties. I think we've had one on two separate drives on offense. The rest of them have been on defense.
Well, this last one was was our two consecutive drive penalties, too, though. I believe, our penalties on there for the offensive drive. And that was, you know, something we've talked about before is it's like our Tommy Boy, the movie Tommy Boy comes to mind, right, where he gets close to a sale and he gets all jittery and here's, you know, the circus boy that wants to, you know, he doesn't know how to react. And it's it's like that's what happens to these young men sometimes is it's like, hey, oh my gosh, you see what happens? Here we go. Let's do it again. And then, you know, just something silly happens.
Yeah.
You know, or something silly like a bad snap or a call that's, you know, something like intentional grounding like we saw last week. Or silly things like an offsides or a false start.
I mean, the last one was
that just sets you up for failures.
Jace looked like he was trying to adjust his position and he moved his feet in doing so, and that drew the flag. I mean, you only had 5-7 yards away, an official looking right at him, pointed right at Jason. Oh, no, as soon as I saw his foot move. Like, that's it. There went the flag. Flying.
Yeah, and, you know, over the course of, what, two penalties, we ended up going back. I mean, it ended
that was
up being 20-something a fourth
yards.
And 20-something.
They
had
17
like
on
like
the board,
25.
But that was, like, yeah, it was 20, 24.
I think
or
it was, like, 24, yeah. 24,
it was 20-something
yeah.
yards. By looking at the markers and where the ball was,
it turns into a fourth and 27.
And we really need the score on that one. The,
yeah.
The good part is, again, we're going to get the ball back coming into the second half, but it would have made it much more manageable having some more points on the board. And it would have helped the momentum, too, coming back.
You're absolutely right. And this is a team that I think really thrives on momentum. And unfortunately, it's something that we haven't had this year.
Not sustained.
Really at all.
Not sustained. They get it a little bit, and then, you know, the mistakes, like we said, this week we're not seeing those immediate mistakes again. But, again, we had the momentum, and then we just, you know, you had a sack, and then we had a run that lost yards. It was lost yards, then a sack, and then the penalty. And now all of a sudden we're looking at, what was it, third or fourth and 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, there's no way, around that. I mean, and that's something that gets us out of field goal range, too. And granted, is our kicker good enough for that field goal? Maybe not, but it's something we could have probably tried for. You know, it would have been worth doing, potentially. So, you know, we'll have to see. But, again, it's those penalties that push us back a little bit more. We're going to take a quick timeout. But on the other side, I want to talk about some of the positive sides of – of how the Hawks have been looking this first half, and maybe what to look forward to in the second half. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Halftime Show. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Standard Biblique joined by Jason Watson for your halftime show as we are looking at the halftime show here in Natchez Valley as it is very well orchestrated and very interesting as they got kind of like a Northern Lights kind of theme going on here. As I can't tell you what they're playing, nor can I tell you...
I still say it's Frozen.
...how they're playing. But it's very interesting, and I like to see it.
They definitely put a lot of work in it with the... They have the mountain cutouts in the background with the stairs and all kinds of stuff. This is a... They've put a lot of work into this, especially for a small band. It's impressive.
It is.
But I think everybody wants to hear about the football, not the music.
Oh, yeah. We're here for football.
That's
right.
Anyway.
So 27-6 is your score here at the halftime. And, Jason, I want to talk about some of the good stuff I'm seeing from our Hawks, man. I'll tell you what. I absolutely loved, and this might be my play of the game, I mean, at least so far, and I might bring it up at the end of the game, too. But that Hafen huge diving catch for what, close to 30 yards?
It was 20 or 30 yards. I think it was 20-something, just under 30. But, yeah, that he had kind of a streak down the far sideline. It was the right side of the offense. And a nice, long, accurate throw by Fry. I think he got a little help from the wind behind him. Notice, too, all of our passes have been coming from that right to left side where the wind is at our backs. That has helped, I think, not fighting it. It's kind of helping out, but no, passing games looked good. The few times we've thrown, they've done pretty well. I think we had one drop. We've only put four or five passes.
Mm-hmm.
Running game I'm liking. I'm liking the most of the runs are between the tackles, and that's where we've, you know, we talked in pregame. We talked on the way up here. It's where we've seen more success, so we're seeing some more variations in the formations. I think only one other time, one other game, we saw maybe twice the three wide to one side, and they've been running that quite a bit, running four wide, you know, two out to either side, plus the standard formation of, you know, two to one, two receivers out to one side, one, and then the two backs with the quarterback. So I think coach is mixing it up. I think that's helping a lot too. and we're mixing up who we're giving the ball to and running different directions and then throwing a couple of passes in there to keep the defense on their toes. So I think the offense has come a long way this week.
They have.
Offense and defense, you know, even though we've had several penalties, they look much more disciplined than what we've seen in previous weeks on both sides of the ball. Not as many penalties as we've been seeing.
Not as many penalties, and you know, we're not letting, although, I mean, in reality, it's kind of the same play over and over again, but obviously a lot of options on there. They're, you know, the defensive line is not letting the same thing happen over and over and over again in the way of, okay, hey, they may, you know, they're going to try this play again. We're going to shut it down pretty quick. You know, they may have got 10 yards last time. They're only getting 5 yards this time.
Yeah.
You know, it's, they're settling down. I think, I mean, obviously this is a formation we've never seen before. And at least, that I can remember.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said, you know, the defense was jittery and confused.
They looked very confused to start the game. And I think as the game's gone on, they've settled down. They're getting used to it. It still creates a lot of issues with which way the defense is going to go, but or the offense is going, but the defense seems to be reacting quicker. And, you know, other than the just someone being out of reach and trying to grab and pull at them, the offense, the Rangers have been breaking a lot of those tackles. But when someone's able to actually get a good body hit tackle on someone, they've been doing much better than usual. And I like the gang tackling.
The gang tackling,
you're getting a lot
of those textbook tackles.
Well, yeah, I've seen they've been practicing it a lot specifically because the first several games it was so poor. The coach has been harping on that for about 3 weeks now. They said, hey, we've been practicing this a lot and it's been improving. But also, when I say the gang tackling is when the defense is getting to the ball carrier, it's not just one guy, you're getting 3-4 tacklers in there. And that's increasing our odds of stopping the play, right?
Sure.
And we're stopping them and pushing them backwards so they're not getting those extra yards. So I'm liking to see that quick reaction and everybody getting in there and stopping it at once.
You're absolutely right. We're going to talk about it a little bit more when we come back here on Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota where the answer is yes and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson here on the halftime show. As not the best start of the game so far. Again, we are about 2 minutes away from the third period. Quarter, excuse me. Third quarter here, as 27-6 is our score. And it's been a little rough, to say the least, but definitely some interesting things to see. It looks like it's cooling down and the wind is picking up just a touch more as
I don't believe the weather. I checked 3 sources while we were on break, and I don't believe any of them because they say it's 55 degrees and feels like 55, and I'm thinking, I like 55. This feels colder.
It does not feel 55. It
says the wind is holding steady at 15 miles per hour, but I see, well, yeah, because the wind.
I can see that.
I can buy that, but it says the gusts are up to 31, which I can kind of see that
there,
as well.
I did step down a moment ago, and there was a gust that almost took my hat.
Yeah. Well, there was a gust when I ran out earlier that I thought was going to knock me over in the middle of the parking lot. That would have been great. But, it definitely feels colder than 55.
Yeah, and it's not too bad up here in the – obviously, we're in here in the booth. But, for the stands, walking up and down, they have this big wall. Their booth goes really tall, and it really blocks a lot of the wind, again, because it's coming from the back here. For these fans. So in the stands itself, it's not too bad, but you see, right around, where the track is, just that wind is just whipping around on these poor band members' hats, their little
feathers sticking up. I don't remember what they're called. It's been a long time.
But they're going all over the place, and you can tell, you get closer to that field and it's cold. And like we were talking about, I wonder if that's, part of the kick issue that we've seen.
Absolutely.
It hasn't happened as much with the throwing as I thought it would today. But
I think there have only been five or six throws.
That ball is hard, and your hands are cold.
The ball's cold. It's going to get slippery.
It's tough to come up with something.
Feel like a rock when you catch it.
Mm-hmm.
The wind has definitely had impact on a couple of kicks.
Big time.
Luckily for the Rangers, they got the last two. Extra points they made, but both of them were, right at the top of the arc where it was about to go through. Last minute, gust kind of pushed it and it almost went wide left.
You're right. They were kicking so strong that it stops the ball midair. It's like a cartoon.
It clearly slows it down and then makes a curve. So they've gotten lucky on those two, and I think that's part of what we're seeing with their kickoffs too, and why they're squibbing it and they're kicking it lower and everything is to try to negate that impact of the wind, because if you kick it up higher trying to go deep with it, who knows where it's going to go, what's going to happen. Either come up short or who knows, it might go out of bounds like we saw it happen last week. The wind took a couple out of bounds. Which, you know, I wouldn't mind if the Rangers are kicking it to us. That works for me. I'll take a,
we'll
what,
take a
35
free 45,
or 40-yard line 40 start. That works.
It's not too shabby.
Well, they're starting to come back out on the field.
They are coming back out. We're going to take our last time out here. And when we get back, we got third quarter action. Don't go nowhere. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bivleet joined by Jason Watson, and teams warming up with their high knee steps. I tried to do that once, and I didn't go well for me. So I guess that's a perk of being a young man. So again, we are here just about to start up the third quarter, 27-6, as Jason's doing some bird watching here with his handy-dandy binoculars.
Hey, you're the one that said you wanted binoculars.
Well, that's because I can't see, Jason, and I figured you needed it. Well, you didn't bring your glasses. I figured you needed it for the paper.
No. Anyway, I need a magnifying glass, not a binoculars.
Oh,
for that.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I just saw, now I can see the jersey number, Kyler Creeley and Hayden Hafen over there, unfortunately both injured. One out for the season, one I don't know how long. Two of our star offensive players over on the sideline, and we've been definitely feeling that. But I think they're powering through it. Like I said, we're getting better.
It's made a big difference.
To see what we're going to do.
It's, you know, I mean, obviously from the beginning to now of this year, it doesn't feel like a team that is. It feels like a team that's from behind in the way of that they're just trying to make something happen.
Just constantly,
you know what I mean?
Fighting,
yeah.
Going uphill. But I like their, you know, I definitely like their tenacity and the that they're sticking with it. They're still fighting. I don't get the idea that they've given up.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
So seeing good effort out of them. They were getting lined up for the kick. Everybody's jumping around and stretching in that cold wind. Let's see if we can get some points on the board.
Looks like it's going to be the same positional players out there. I see Gutierrez still out there at around the 40-yard line, as well as Brett Hopp at the 45 behind him, 35, excuse me. Kick is up, very high up. Brett Hopp's going to pick it up and immediately knocked down at the 30.
Oh,
situations like that, oh my goodness, they dropped the ball.
Nope. Yep.
They sure did.
They sure did. Recover.
And that's going to be a turnover as he grabbed it and then immediately got banged hard. And I was just going to talk to you about, you know, in a situation like that, are you better off just leaving it? Do you just back up from the ball and let them touch it?
No. So on the kickoff, if it travels 10 yards, the kicking team can pick it up and recover the ball. I'm surprised.
Oh, we don't
not
have to touch it first. Okay.
Yeah, I am surprised they haven't been signaling a fair catch on those short kicks, so then you can let it hit the ground and just wherever it stops.
Oh, that's how that works. Okay.
I think we're going to have a false start here.
Look, from the back – well, excuse me, from the
– although I saw the flags coming from the defensive side. So
it is – I didn't realize I didn't do my job. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10 here for the Rangers as it was a –
false start on us.
As it was a a turnover at the kickoff there, and it's going to be a first and 10 turning into now a first and 5 due to the false start, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And where are we? We're on the Hawks 25-yard line.
There we go. And it's going to be handoff to the right side.
Got to be trapping up through the middle.
Oh, right around Piper.
All the way in. My goodness, and Piper is upset about that as he grabs his helmet because he just waltzed right on in, cutting a little bit of an end around behind and then straight up the middle, cutting to the near side, and just kind of, again, just untouched all the way.
Yeah,
no,
it was so they handed off to the running back from the left side of the quarterback. He went up between the right guard and right tackle, kind of went straight. Jace had a good angle on him, but the running back recognized it and just did a quick little sidestep to the left, cut left, and went around him, kind of made a circle, and just ran in the rest of the way with no one near him, completely untouched. And the extra point is good. Oh, man.
So 34-6, 11:51 here. We're going to take timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Jason, things are not going as well as I was hoping it would go.
Yeah, I think that last one, it looked like the defense thought the quarterback was keeping it. I did too, and then all of a sudden that running back burst through the right side of the line. Not the way we wanted to start it, with a turnover and touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. But here we get another chance. I would love to see somebody throw a hand in the air for a fair catch.
Kicked way on up. Gutierrez gets it and drops it.
Oh, nice. Good job. He put his arms under it, held onto it, and fell right on it so it didn't bounce again.
Good job, young man, as he picks it up for around the 36-yard line. 37 maybe is where they're going to mark it.
Good starting position.
So first and 10, which is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10, that is. And again, the 36-yard line of their own 36. Not too bad. Yeah, like you said, it's a good starting position. Let's see if we can capitalize on it. It's going to be Brandon Fry back with James and Britt Hop. Hands it to Britt Hop up through the middle, and he's going to be pulled down and back.
Immediately
back. Hard.
I'm sure he made it to the line of scrimmage.
I don't think so. It's going to be at least a yard loss, if not more, right?
Yeah, he was running coming from the right side of the quarterback.
All right.
Looks like you're putting
second
it on the line
and 10,
of scrimmage.
I'll take it.
So it came from the right side of the quarterback. Looked like he went. He was trying to go between the center and left guard, and just immediately met by what was that 75 down there, and I think a linebacker. And they both just picked him up and shoved him backwards. So at least we got back to the line.
So Fry's back with Fry and Britt Hop again. Looks like two out to the right side.
I think they're bringing blitz
Hawks
on the right
going
again.
From right to left.
Yep,
looking to throw comes. It. To Piper and shallow. Overshot that one for sure. As
I wonder if the wind played a part in that, because there was a gust of it just as that ball
if it
came
pushed
out.
It. Yeah, I was wondering myself. Well, it also wasn't. It wasn't a tight spiral. It had wobble to it.
Yeah.
Let's see. So that second and 10 turns into a third and 10, and we are 11:03 left here at the 36-yard line here in the third. The board says the second. That is not accurate.
Yeah, please, not the second. I don't know. They might appreciate some extra time.
Let's see. So he's back with
night.
Two again. Brent Hop and Fry back with looking to throw now.
Throwing to
big
the right side
bomb.
Again. Whoa.
And that is way, way up and out of there. I'm not sure what the plan
Logan
was
Hafen
there.
Logan Hafen looked like he got held up by a defender a little bit, but I think it was close enough to the line of scrimmage. There wasn't a flag. And I definitely think Brandon Fry there was expecting Hafen to be farther down the field, because that was thrown a lot farther than the wind can take credit for.
And that was just a huge ball. I mean, that went all the way almost to the 30-yard line. So from 30 to 30, essentially, is where it finally dropped down. And it was right at the out-of-bounds marker pretty much. So fourth and 10, looking to punt. And the kick is up. And about the 30 is where it drops. And he's down at the 25.
Nope.
Going to juke around. No, he's going to come
not
around
down.
The near
he's
side.
Still running.
He's still running, tries to get out around the 30, and he's still running back. Still couldn't bring him down. Man. Finally brought down as he's twisted around a couple and ends up shedding a couple tackles there, is just kind of jumping backwards out of them. Managed to get an extra about 5 yards.
Notice the three tackles that he shed were all people trying to grab him with their arms, and then the two that brought him down both hit him with the shoulder in the right in the numbers and actually stopped him.
Yep. So Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Rangers at their own 30-yard line is where we're going to mark it here. Again,
they've 10, flipped the offense again.
Left here in the first, and this is the last. When they flipped that last time, that's when they threw it.
It's going to be an end around five there. Again.
Five's going to take it. Gives right up blocks. Through on the first down. There's the 50. There's the 40, the 30, the 20, and he's jogging it in for a touchdown. Untouched all the way through as it was a quick cut right through the middle and a bit of a jaunt over to the far side from the 30. To the end zone, 40 now is your score to 6. 10-23 left here in the third.
Yeah, again, that was that handoff to that same number 5, the running back to the side of the quarterback, and they flipped the formation, so he went from right to left, kind of behind the left guard, and just got some good blocks for about 10 yards, and then the field just opened up. There was one player looked like he might have had a chance to catch him, but it looked like he just gave up, and another player was trying to run him down, but ran into his own player ran into him and showed some frustration there about, hey, buddy, you know, maybe we could have stopped him. But extra points up and good. It's going to make it Rangers 41, Hawks 6 with 10:23 left in the third quarter. Take a quick timeout.
Fox Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Biffle, joined by Jason Watson. And deflating moment here for the Hawks as, boy, howdy, was that a painful 70-yard run, but a well-executed one by the Rangers. Looks like number 5 is our kicker as well, so... gets that touchdown, and then going to be a low deep kick here. Picked up at the 15.
Bouncing off the ground again.
Going to take it up through, almost gets stripped
there.
Logan
Hafen, I think,
with
the return.
I think, yeah, Hafen did come up with that one, and almost the 25-yard line. So
top 23 or 24, I think, is where it looks like they're going to spot it.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the 20. Are we going to mark it 23?
23, I think is what they're calling it. Yep. So, see if we can get something going here.
First and 10, 23-yard line, their own 23-yard line. Let's see, two back with...
he's way
with
out left.
Fry. Looking to run it up the middle.
And Fry bounces it out to the right side. Can he outrun 11?
My goodness, oh, man, not too almost. Bad all the way to the 40 as he runs out of bounds for a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down all the way up to the 40 now.
Looked like the defense thought that everyone was that it was coming to the near side with Breithaupt, but James Fry took off and decided he was going to prove us wrong with, hey, you know what, guys, I can't get to the outside and turn the corner. Watch this.
They didn't mark it for 40. Excuse me. I guess he must have stepped out faster than what I thought. So it's going to be the 36-yard
wow. Oh, yeah.
line.
That's way
that
back.
Way back okay. than what I thought.
They have still a first down.
Two back with them. Two on the far side.
And off the Fry's coming
Fry's
left.
Going to
outside.
Take it on the near side.
Nope.
Inside trying to tackle. Get on in. And
now he got to the 40. Uh-oh.
Right around the 40.
We might have it.
There
okay.
we go.
Whoa. Gutierrez is a little...
getting little legs underneath him here is a little dizzy as trying to check on him.
I think he's trying to stay in, and I think his buddies might be telling him to leave. Nope, he's going to stay. That was a little scary. That didn't.
He was still shaking his head. Yeah. Let's see how the snap goes.
Hey, come Gutierrez on, Chris. Somebody call a timeout and get him out of there.
Second and six. Snap was good, though. Fry's going to take
outside.
It.
Outside. They're not falling for it this time.
Yeah, they're not at all. As not they a 2 yard
loss.
Real fast. Number two. For the Rangers, ended up breaking through that one.
Yeah, they handed it off. He tried sweeping right again, the same side he had that big run.
Blachard, Hunter Blachard, came down with that behind the line of scrimmage for a loss.
Let's get that up the middle
now.
Again. We've consistently picked up 6 or 7 yards up the middle, you know, between the tackles. Let's do it right behind the guards. See what they do. Gutierrez is still in there. Well, I didn't like the way he was stumbling around. I wish they
didn't like that either.
I'm not sure if Coach saw it, but I'd like to see him.
I mean, it looks like he's doing okay, though.
Yeah.
So third and seventh, 8:48 left here in the third. Looking to snap. Good throw here to number three.
Logan Haven with a nice catch and first down.
Haven for the first down, baby. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first down, that is. Almost to the 50.
That was about a 7 yard curl. Looked like he was going to streak down the side. Just kind of spun around real quick at the first down marker, caught the ball, and took it for about another yard.
So about 10 yards on the nose there as 38 turns into a 48, and it's first and 10. Two back with him as two out to the right side. Motion. Pfeiffer moves to the near side, cut back far side, and they're running it right up the middle.
That was a hard hit.
I'm not sure who took that. Was it?
Looked like James Fry.
Okay, Fry took that one.
Yep, that was a handoff to Fry. I thought it might have been Bright Hop at first, but I saw the 8.
So it looks like no gain, so it's going to be
Really?
Second and 10. All right.
I would have called that a yard or two. I guess that's why I'm not an official.
So 8:13 left here.
Come on, Coach, mix it up again. Mix it up.
41-6 is your score. Second and 10 at the 48-yard line. That is going to be the Hawks at the 48-yard line. Looks like two out on either side. I think they're bringing
a big blitz this time.
He is past that line. No, he's not. Okay, they're not going to bring it. They're going to run it right up the middle, though, as Fry takes it. And
it's
that number seven, the widest out wide receiver, Geese. I thought he was past that line of scrimmage, but they didn't catch it. So, but he was a little distracted because he was looking at the referee on the near side, and he missed the snap.
Second time this drive.
He was a little slow on that.
And it happened on the last punt, too. He's been lining up real close to that.
He is right on there.
Right on the line.
He's doing okay. So third and three there.
Hand off to James up the middle.
Big
run here.
Tries to stiff arm, but he does it. Looks like he's up to almost the
31, 32-yard line.
Looks like 25 for the Rangers trying to draw a penalty. As he's not happy with some sort of scuffle that he got in.
Oh, there was a blocker
66.
On the other side that got shoved down to the ground, and he turned around to the ref.
Yes.
Going, hey, where's the call? And there was nothing. I don't think
so
the official was.
25 for the Rangers. Cuevas is trying to get Hutchinson a penalty there on that, but it doesn't look like that's going
to
happen.
It looked to me like that was more on the Rangers than the Hawks.
So Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 here. The snap, two back
hand
with him.
Off to Fry.
And it's going to be
He's
Fry
cutting up
the
middle.
The middle. Big hit. Manages to bounce out of it, though, and keeps on trucking for maybe a yard. Really more of a ragdoll effect on his
You know, I couldn't
away,
tell if that
maybe
was,
get an extra yard.
I couldn't tell if that was designed to be a quick cut inside, looked like he was coming outside, but or if that was designed to be a sweep out to the outside, and he just saw that it wasn't going to happen. He made the cut on the inside. Either way, it's good. Good gain of about, 3 yards?
Mm-hmm. And good heads up, honestly, because I really was wondering if he was supposed to go a different route. Like you're saying
I don't know. I couldn't tell because sometimes you design them that way to make that sudden cut to throw off the defense.
Two back with him,
pass.
Looking to throw.
Uh-oh,
scrambling
out right.
Out.
I see a flag.
Backfield,
I think there's going to be a block
the
in the back.
And that's going to be
bounced
in the hands,
out of the
and
hands
bounced
of
out of the hands of
Logan
Haven as it's was high, but just couldn't quite snatch that one. Second and seven at the 29 turns into a holding on the offense, and that's coming back.
Yeah, it is either going to be holding or block in the back.
Well, there's two different refs that saw that one. So.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, I'll give it two.
Are they calling two holds?
Yeah, they must be. Because we're back by 10 now.
No, that's a 10-yard penalty.
Oh, for the hold? Okay.
Yeah. The false start's 5. The holding is 10.
So second and 7 turns into a second and 17? No, it should be a third. No, it's a do-over. So second and 17, 5:53 left here in the third. 41-6 is your score, and we are all the way at the 39-yard line.
Yep.
39-yard line. Two back with them. Looks like Britt Hopp and...
No, it is 20 yards.
Britt Hopp and Fry. Pfeiffer from the far side to the near side looking to throw again.
Got
a lot of pressure. Scrambling out of there. Get it out.
Can he get it
there
to
he does.
Logan.
Couldn't come up with it as he dives, but it was just out of his hands.
Just out of the hands, and that could have been. No, I don't think that was the win because the flag's barely moving.
No, that was just him trying to scramble out of
I just
it.
Think he
had two coming in
set.
And another one in. Again, just on the outside of him at about a 20-yard pass.
Say he had a guy running him down from behind and one coming up from kind of in front of him. Just trying to get rid of the ball.
So third and 20.
It's close.
39-yard line. 41-6.
41-6.
And 5:34 left here in the third. Looks like two back with Fry from the gun.
Pfeiffer in the slot.
Pfeiffer.
I think they're going to bring the blitz on this left side. Nope, they're bringing it on
the
right and the left.
Over to Pfeiffer, and he picks it up for the original line of scrimmage. That's about 10 yards.
Yeah, that's a good 10-yard gain.
Not too bad there. And
you know what? You have nothing to lose. Go for it.
Yeah, it's going to be fourth and about 10, I think. Yeah,
it should be about fourth and 10.
So 32-yard line now, 32. To see where
I think that's 32.
32,
yeah. It looks like 32.
So we'll 5:21.
It's fourth and 10 either way.
Fourth and 10. 5:21 left here in the third. 41-6 is your score at the 30-yard line, which is not. No, it's a 32.
Again, I like that it looks like Coach has opened up the playbook some more. Unfortunately, they're bringing a lot of blitzing, especially on the left side.
Two back with Fry.
Excuse me, but we're not
one
getting
on
the blocking.
Your side. Pfeiffer on the far side.
Here
there.
Comes again.
Looking to throw
oh,
into the
just
hands
over the hands of Logan again.
Of Hafen and out. So turnover on downs now to the 32-yard line. They're going to take it over on their own. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back, folks. As that's a 32 yard turnover.
Oh, there's a flag. Come on, hold it. Hold
turned
it.
Into, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 yard run by number 5 that we've been seeing cut up through the middle. Couldn't find a hole, so we came on the near side and bounced around up through, streaking to the near side all the way up and got to around the 4:30.
Holding on the offense. It's going back.
And it is going back. Good to see there as that first and 10 from the Hank Warden, Edward Jones first and 10 is now going to turn into a first and 20.
Should be.
I believe. So from the 32 to the 22 is where
no, they're running it back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So it's going to be about 8 or 9 yards.
So they got essentially a 2-yard gain.
Yeah. Oh, they're trying to come back in a hurry and throw the defense off.
Okay, so it's going to be a first and eight, seven, or something
like
that.
Something like that.
A little bit of confusion, I think, on the ball placement, maybe, or something's going on because the ref's coming back in. He's saying, "Hey, I don't like this. Hang on." Does he want a new ball?
They spotted the ball too close to the sideline.
They spotted the ball on the other side of the hash mark. All right, so
that throws offense off
because
they were trying to do this in a hurry and confuse the defense.
They certainly were, and I think they were confused just on the spot of the ball. Looks like motion on the defensive line. Looks like Five's going to take it up through the middle, and there's a big old hole, but ends up getting tied up by 50. Sal Gutierrez tied him up just at the
defensive tackle. Michael Ard, just before the snap, just dropped back about 4 or 5 yards and stood up. I'm not sure what that was about, but
not really sure either. So second and 5 now. Obviously, a little bit of a gain. but not much.
Usually what I do.
Much. At the 38-yard line is what we're looking here. 41-6 is your score. 4:22 left here in the third. That's going to be motion to
flag,
the near side, the far side.
Left, there's
and
a
it is going to be the quarterback's going to take it up through the middle. And boy, he had a wide open trail, but it is going to be a false start on the Rangers. I think
I couldn't hear the call and I didn't see the signal.
Something
looks like it was. Well, I know they're not declining it because they moved the ball back.
I think it was a illegal motion.
I have no idea, but we're
that.
Anyway,
we're
second
back by five.
The sticks say second and 10.
So it should be a second and 10 now. 4 minutes left here in the third. A little bit of a shift on the defensive line. They're going to try the same movement, and they are. Quarterback's going to – no, he's not. It's six is going to take it on the far side.
That's
as
the receiver.
He sweeps around, and he just keeps finally get trips up. Number 57, 54, is that Gutierrez? It is Gutierrez. Manages to tie him up at the ankles and drags him down. It's interesting to see him really use that. He's been in that middle zone.
Yeah, he's been playing. So with the injury to Creeley, he's been dropped back to linebacker. He's in a middle linebacker position. And he's usually playing defensive tackle, and he's been real good about getting across the field and really having an impact on defense.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10. Let's see what they can do with it as they run it right up the middle to the near side, drifting the near side. Number 9 is going to latch onto the ankle and drag him down. Number 9 is, of course, Will Weed. Manages
that
to
one,
pull him down around the 40-yard line. So they are in Hawks territory, 40-yard line.
Real quick, that one looked like they were setting up to run to the left, to the far side. And when Gutierrez moved from the middle linebacker over toward the right side of the line, the quarterback pointed and made an adjustment. I think he changed it to that run on the right. So I think they're trying to run away from Gutierrez here.
So second and third now, looking to run up through the middle. Quarterback's going to keep it. Wide open hole.
Man.
Finally dragged down as number 17 dives at the ankles. Anguiano with the tackle and the tie-up at the ankles. So first and 10, but I'll tell you what, he stopped the touchdown right there. Taken off. So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 24-yard line, looks like.
Looks like it's tough to see. Everybody's in the way.
Looks like he's going to hand it off again. Trying to
fumble.
They
recovered
it up. So it is going to be a loss of yards. We'll take that, but they do recover the ball. So second and
that looks like he was trying to hand it off like a reverse.
Now. Maybe second and 5, actually.
The one of the blockers out ahead of them, the ball carrier, looked like he stopped, and it looked like maybe they were trying to do some kind of a reverse when the ball came out.
Excuse me, second and 15. I said second and 5. It was a 5-yard loss, so 5-yard loss of second and 15. 1:55 here in the third, 41-6 is your total. It's a 28-yard line. It's going to be the Hawks 28. Snap, quick pitch to the right side. Number 5 is going to take off. Let's see if he has it.
No, that's 11.
No, 11 is going to take it, and he's on the near side.
He almost had it. Looks like 67 pushed him out of bounds about the 3-yard line. So that is, I don't know who that is. I don't have a 67 on my roster here. Good job, young man. I know we've had some number changes recently.
67 is TK Lamberton. is...
I will take your word for it, because I don't see that name on mine. But all right, good job. Save the touchdown there, but they are first... They are first and goal on the 3 or 4 yard line.
Running on the near side.
Can't see who has it. Oh, it's the fullback. 25 kept it. Went right up the middle between the guard and the center. I'm not sure he was touched, but he's a pretty big guy with a good momentum there. I'm not sure he could have been stopped. So touchdown. Rangers, that's going to take it. Rangers are 47. Hawks still 6. 1:33 left in the third quarter.
Man, at 1:33.
That was rough.
33. You know, it's really interesting. I mean, if it wasn't for these very lucky diving tackles, again, at the ankles, just wrapping them up, man, a touchdown would have happened a while ago.
Yeah, that was, that wasn't even grabbing the ankles that one to save the touchdown 2 plays ago. That was just a shove out of bounds. But fullback, haven't really seen him carry the ball since the first quarter.
Kick is up and
no they're
good.
Saying the kick was no good.
So 6 points on that one.
I think he overcorrected
too much. 47-6. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 133, scores 47-6. And yeah, like you said, Jason, they just probably, what, overcorrected on that kick?
Yeah, it looked like he did. It looked like he was probably kicking it right because of a gust of wind. But just about the time his foot hit the leather, I watched the flag drop and looked like it went just outside the right side of the goalpost. The right goalpost. But I can't speak now. And,
it's contagious, buddy.
Official said it was no good. So we're 47-6. Rangers up. And here's the kickoff. Let's see what they're going to do. Low, kind of that, that weird spin we saw in Kashmir.
That was interesting. Oh, a little bit of a lateral there.
No,
he
faked
just
a reverse. That was 18. Faked a reverse to number 9. So we had Elijah Zuniga with the return as he was running from the left to the right. Number 9, Will Weed, kind of came in a crossing motion. They faked a little handoff there, but Zuniga kept it. And where are we at? The 29-yard line of the Hawks.
Up 29-yard line for the Hawks.
Warden Edwin Jones, first down of the 29.
All righty, 47-6 is your score. 1:20 left here in the third.
Here we go, 3 wide to the left. I like this one. What are we going to do?
The snap, looking to throw it near
screen.
Side.
Oh,
and Fry couldn't come up with it as the ball was, a yard ahead of him. Diving, trying to get it, couldn't do it. Managed to get one hand on it, but need a little more stick-em on there for that one, I guess. Second and 10 is what we're looking at.
I don't know if maybe he wasn't ready for it. It looked like he was slow to take off there. I think the timing was off.
They were
quarterback
slow,
and receiver.
They were slow on the snap again. Well, this is something we saw last week, too.
I think it was designed for Fry to be a little slow on his takeoff because you're trying to give the other two receivers time to get downfield and set up blocks. And I think there's just a little trouble there with the timing between quarterback and receiver, but now they're lined up 4 wide.
2 out.
Here comes Fry in motion.
Fry to the near side, back around, looking to throw it. Pressure coming in. He's scrambling out of there. About 5-yard gain, just about. And out at about 15 seconds. The clock is still winding down, so I believe we're past that point of a clock stop.
I don't think so. I don't think they have enough. I think they're just shy of the points to
Well, that's what I thought, too, but he ran out of bounds.
And they ran the clock.
They ran the clock out, so I'm a little confused on that. We'll try to get it clarified. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric.
Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only Train dealer. It's hard to stop a Train because Train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of Train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. And let's see, 3rd and 10, as it is 12 minutes here to make
third,
something
that's not
happen.
That's 3rd and 10. That's 3rd and 7 or 8.
Well, look at the board.
I thought the quarterback had it.
I really did, too.
I thought the quarterback, and then all of a sudden he threw it, and I was like, wait a minute, there's no ball. And who?
Fry had it.
James Fry had it and was running left.
And didn't get any motion on there.
I think we just got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, and the clock is...
4 and 6.
We are past the point now. I guess it is a 40-point deficit.
Mercy rule.
So it is going to be a continuous clock. It is currently at 11:22. The score 47-6.
Unless they score.
4th and 6 at the 33-yard line. Looks like they are going to go for it. Why
not? Guys, put some points on the board.
They're at their own 33-yard line. Fry's looking back to pass.
Four out
pressure.
Wide.
Pressure. Near side. There's the first Logan Hafen. That a boy for a Hank Warden Edward Jones first down.
A little bit of a leaping catch there, but good throw under pressure. Brandon stepped up and kept his composure, even though he had a defender in his face.
Dang, he nice had some serious pass pressure there. That was fantastic. And another pat on the back and a good catch for that young man, Hayfoot.
Hopefully that gives Brandon a little more confidence here and settled down because he was playing real well, and then it looked like in the third quarter he just kind of got unsettled.
Up to their own 43, looking to run it up the middle. Fry is going to take it right up through about 3 yards, it looks like.
On the left guard.
And managed to find a bit of a hole, but not quite big enough to make too much happen. But not
too
shabby as it is. As it is a gain, 10 minutes left here, 47-6 is your score, 2nd and 7 at the 45, right at the third 45-yard line. It is going to be their own side here. Hawks looking to see, I want to see a little more power run, and then I want to see a couple of those quick curls like we were.
We'll see some slants.
Piper's
run a couple,
out.
But every time that he's run a good slant and he's been open doing it, quarterback's been scrambling
looking
for his life.
There's
here
a slant right there. He's open.
Left.
Nope, they're going to run it anyway. Good throw all the way up.
Gonna be...
And not in there. So Pfeiffer got some sort of movement or motion from Fry, and Fry's injured and limping over to the sideline.
So Brandon Fry was under pressure, and he saw – you know, he saw a potential gap in the defense, and he pointed for Pfeiffer to go. He's pointing to Pfeiffer, hey, you know, keep going, and tried bombing it out to him, but it was just a little. I think the wind caught that one because it pushed it out a little to that far side, the direction the wind is going.
Fry's hurting, but he's
yeah,
in.
He limped back in.
He limped over the sidelines, talked to coach for the play, and then he hustled, limped back away to the huddle. So here he goes and going
to hand
James. Off to James is right up through.
Yeah, only about a yard.
Get about a yard and a half. 4th and 7. 4th and 6, maybe.
Still has a little limp to him, Brandon does. Fry looked like he was trying to run to maybe between the left guard and tackle over there, but then cut back to the right. And looks like he went up just right of center.
I'll tell you what, that last throw, though, to Pfeiffer was just an opportunity lost.
It was so close.
It was, he had opportunity to just do a quick pass right in there to him, but he saw his opportunity. He wanted to try to make something happen.
Well, I think that's just where the hole was, but it, I don't know.
Look at a snap and throw back. Oh, a lot of pressure coming in right through the middle. Pfeiffer was the intended target through the middle
too
there.
High.
And too high and way too many defenders. Turnover on down at the 45. That is going to be the Hawks at 45-yard line. Fourth and seven turns into a Hank Ward and Edward Jones. And first and 10 for the Rangers.
Yeah, the that one looked like he was just getting – looks like he's getting unsettled in the pocket again with how much they're rushing and getting back there. If we could see Brandon settle down a little more, I think we'd see some more accurate passes.
Well, again, I'm wondering, too. I mean, he definitely, there's no question about it. He was hurting. I don't know if it was his knee or his leg or something. Something tweaked, though. He wasn't
get
comfortable.
Get off the field.
There we go.
All right.
That was too close for comfort there. So first and 10, looking to run it up the middle. Quarterback's going to keep it and up and in for about a yard and a half, 2 yards.
Yeah, yard or two.
That one's going to be in there for a second and eight.
The board says second and nine.
All right, we'll say second and nine.
Second and eight, second and nine. It's in that space kind of in the middle. But I don't think I've seen these. I don't think I've seen the Rangers run a different formation all night. But
they
really don't have to. They have so many options out of.
This is such an interesting formation. I want to see us kind of copy some of these in the future just to see what happens.
Number 11.
He's going to screech down the field and jumps over a tackler. And that's going to be it, baby. That's a touchdown for the Rangers as he skips on in there. 6:12 was the time of the touchdown. 6:12.
So that was number 11 for the Rangers. Atlas Gentry and 23, I think it's Bennett Olson is on my roster here. He was a substitution in there. He kind of got a hold of him a little bit, but running back was able to just kind of wiggle his ankle out of that and take it in the rest of the way, and no one could catch him. Just a run up the middle, broke those first couple tackles, and after about 10 yards, got his ankle free. It's going to put us 53-6, Rangers.
53-6. Let's see if they make the extra points. And it looks like they do. So 54-6. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio however you can, on the airwaves, on the interwebs, in the stands in front of us. I'm just glad you're here hanging out with us here, folks, because it has been a very interesting season. And, boy, it's winding down as we just have two games left against the Kai Benton High School and the Zilla High School here in the next couple weeks. So definitely football season has come and gone just about, and falls upon us as it is getting now, I think, easily into the 40s, mid-40s, and the wind is picking up again. Looks like they're about to kick. 45-6 is your score. Good kick all the way down, and that's going to be into the end zone.
All right, getting a touchback.
And out, so touchback here at the 20-yard line.
All right, so it says 49 degrees, feels like 45. That sounds a little more accurate.
Sounds
9 miles per hour, but flag and the bushes aren't moving. Every now and then we get a little bit of a gust, so the wind is coming down some.
You just see those big gusts move in, though, and you can watch it swirl through these trees along the backside of,
of
this park here.
The whole thing just in line. Looks like the stand's doing the wave. That little hedge yeah. Or that line of those, yeah. I forget what they're called, those tall thin
those
ones over there.
Those windstopper trees, yeah. They
just the whole
turn
thing
in
just
sideways for a moment.
Watch it go all the way down the line, the other side of the field.
So 5:50 here. It's Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 20. 5:50 with the clock winding down, and it is going to be Fry back with two, looking to hand it to Fry again. No, Fry's going to take
Brandon
it himself.
Keeps it.
Brandon's keeping
no,
it.
No, that's not. That's
side.
Logan
he's
Hafen.
On. Oh, Hafen got it. And he's down and around the 45-yard line. I thought Fry took that baby. Not sure how he got the ball, but Hafen.
No, I think he was lined up at corner, big quarterback.
He must have.
I think he took the snap.
He must have, man, because, boy, howdy, was that a good, well-executed run. As first
yeah.
and down now. So,
so Logan Hafen's in at quarterback, and I think – I wonder if they're doing this just to give that extra weapon – to run, or, you know, we mentioned Brandon looked like he was limping, so.
Hafen's in there again with it.
Yep. Here
with,
we go.
With James Fry and Britt Hopp. He's going to take it, and Fry, Britt Hopp's going to Fry. Fry's going to take it up to
cuts
the middle.
Back right.
And that's going to be cut back on the near
okay,
side.
Okay, he has it.
The 30. Yeah, baby. The 20, the 10. Touchdown. Oh,
James
yeah.
Fry.
We like to see that here.
From about what, the 40
yard
line?
Was from the 40s. He drops to his knees. And thanks the Lord above as he gets himself quite the touchdown. As that, he wasn't even expecting that one at 441. 441
here. About a 50, 60-yard run. Because that was what, spotted on about the 40-yard line?
Yeah.
That was a nice run, just kind of came over toward the near side a little bit. He cut back. He made a cut, two or three cutbacks here and there. And then finally, just along the near sideline, and took it down about 30 or 40 yards, just outran everyone. We could see no one was going to catch him right around the Rangers 40-yard line. It's a nice touchdown, but oh, somebody was – hold on, White Hat was whistling and waving his hand back. What's – but they're not moving the ball. Okay. Scare's over. Okay. So, 12:54. We're going for two. Have two wide – to the right, two backs. Logan still quarterback. He's
Logan's
rolling right. I think
he's
going to run
it.
Is he going to get it? He got it in near side just barely. So we got the two-point conversion. That should take us up to 14 points.
54 to 14. Clock stopped at 4:41. We'll see on the other side. Ox Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Jason Watson with Danny Van Vliet for your College Place Hawks. So just had a touchdown run there, James Fry, about 60 yards, and then they went for the two-point conversion with our backup quarterback, Mr. Logan Hafen. Ran it in, kind of sweeping to the right for a touchdown, or rather two-point conversion. So we're 14 to the Rangers 54, lining up for the kickoff. I don't know if it was just trying to get a change of pace is why we put Logan in at quarterback. I can't speak. Or if it's, you know, we mentioned we saw Brandon Fry limping around a little bit the drive before, so we'll have to try to get word from coach or that leg director about that one. But getting lined up to kick off.
I was wondering if they were going to do some sort of onside kick or something.
Looks like they're lining up. They might line up for it. I don't know.
So it's 54 to 14.
They're setting the ball
4-51.
On the hash
51. I think we cannot do. It's a 40 point. So I don't think they can keep the clock running now. We have a different kicker.
Well,
in.
It would stop. It would stop for the kick going between the extra point and kickoff. Okay, they booted about 20 yards.
And it's out.
And that's a flag.
So interesting approach as number 28 was the kicker. And he ended up booting it from the near side hash mark, kicking it straight out almost. 28, which is Saldana, Wilbert Saldana.
I think they were. I don't know if he's our starting kicker, but he. I think maybe they were trying to like squib it, but it took a bounce and the Rangers recognized it and just, hey, it's going to the side, let it go.
Yeah, the clock is stopped now. So it is going to be the 54-14 is your score, first and 10, which is the Hank Warden, Edward Jones.
Well, clock's running.
Oh, clock's running now. Okay. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down for the Rangers at the 35-yard line. They're on 35 from the penalty there. Looks like it's going to hand it off.
Back.
And that's
going to
be
11.
Right up through the middle. 11's going to take it and get stripped up.
He's one that got us last time.
White to the...
No, it's not 11. Who is that? That's 18. We haven't seen him yet. Elijah Menard.
Menard for 8 yards. Menard for 8 yards.
Running back and defensive back.
4 minutes left here in the ball game. Second and two is what we're looking at.
They're rotating in some different ball carriers there.
Rangers have been an interesting team to watch this game. A lot of options come out of this formation. Looks like it's going to be a handoff
again,
to the far side,
to the right.
Again, sweeping far right. Ooh. There, and up past the 50-yard line, which is going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. It's going to be a 48-yard line, I think, is where we're
little
finally.
Burst after he turned the corner over there.
Yep, down to
about 48, 49, 48, 47.
47?
47.
It is going to be
the Hawks 47.
Hawks 47. Again, they're going to be going from the right to the left on the radio dial as the Hawks are defending the left side of the field as they get set here.
Yeah, they're taking their time now.
Certainly, with this much
three
of a
minutes
lead.
Left, and yeah.
The snap, looking
sure
to run it up to the middle.
It.
And
it's like
11's
just inside the
take
tackle.
It.
Cuts
and
back.
And brought in about 5 yard gain, something like that.
Yeah, he got about 3-4 yards and then tried cutting back to the near side of the field and finally run down.
Excuse
right
me,
in
that
the
was
middle.
10, Menard again. So about 5 yards there, second and five at the 43. 2:30 left here in the ball game as the Hawks are. Looks like they're going to be in the same kind of formation defensively that they've been. I was wondering if they were going to try blitz again, but that didn't go too well last time. Oh no, they are.
Yeah, they are.
A little
they're
bit.
They're,
okay.
They're putting almost everybody in the box. Safety's just barely out.
Oh,
of
he's going to take
it
himself. Quarterback's going to take it.
Ooh,
and man,
is that 61? He
got
ran into 61,
yards.
And he said, "No, that's Micah Hennepin with the stop."
2 minutes.
Quarterback here. Ran right into him, and he said, "You're not going anywhere."
No, sir. Not today.
Seriously, you can see that. Yeah, see the quarterback trying to. Give an extra push, and he just held him in spot. No,
not going to happen.
Sit down.
Nope, we're done. Third and fourth here, 42-yard line. It's going to be the Hawks 42.
Having none of that. Good stop there. All right.
Boy, it is definitely cooled down as we're huddled in here in the booth as that wind started to creep its way into the booth here, too. Looks like the snap is going, hands it off. Number five is going
to
take it near
that's
side.
Number nine coming
he's coming
to the
around.
Near
excuse
side
me. Number nine is gets a first down.
That's 44.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 34-yard line. Excuse us.
Toshofsky with the stop.
So first and 10 at the 30.
Let's see. Number nine was Mason Hyde.
34-yard
line. So he was coming from that wide receiver position on the far side of their line. They're doing a lot more swapping where they're putting the you know, what side they're lining the wide receiver up on behind the tight end. Hand off.
Runs it right up through the middle, and Hawks said, hey, don't think so, and stops them at maybe a couple yards. So a little bit of a game there. 30 seconds left here for this ball game. First and 10 turns into a second and 8, I do believe. 30 seconds as it winds down. Looks like they're probably going to get another snap here in a moment.
Yeah, that one was they ran right between the right guard and right tackle. Was that about a yard or two? yards?
I can't see a play clock. Well,
that's why I keep hunching over.
I think they're going
to
get
to try to put my shadow on the glass so I'm not getting the glare. Here we go.
They're going to get one more play out here, 5 seconds left, and they're going to run it right up through the middle again, and that is going to do it for the game. Your final, 54-14. The Rangers put another win up and another tough loss here for your Hawks. So final score, again, 14-54. Rangers on top of your Hawks. Tough game, but that's all right. We got a couple more to go this season. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to have conversation on we got the full game recap. We got some highlights, play of the game, player of the game, and our thoughts for the next game coming up. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small-town, friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny VanVliet joined by Jason Watson as we are in your post-game show. Welcome and thanks for hanging out with us. As Jason, why don't you take us through the score summary? How did we get here? Our final score, 14-54.
Well, way back in the first there had... There was that quarterback run about 5 yards. They went off to the left side, got that first score on us. The Rangers did, and they missed their extra point. That was 7:30 left in the first at 4 minutes left. Had a 25-yard run by number 5, and they got the extra point that time. So into the first quarter, 0-13 Rangers. Second quarter, with about 8:21 left, had a 4-yard pass to Jace Pfeiffer. We got on the board the first time. PAT was no good. That left us at 13-6 Rangers. And then we had the, that was the one I missed. The touchdown, I think it said it was a pass. The one pass
it was,
I think
it was
they
the
made.
The one pass
the
of the game.
The only pass the Rangers made took it up to 20-6 Rangers.
And boy, howdy, was it a pass.
And then 4:16 left. They had a 5-yard run. That put it up 27-6. And halftime ended 27-6, Rangers over the Hawks. Third quarter, we had a 25-yard run for a touchdown by the Rangers. That was at 11:51. So we started the second half with We had the turnover on the kickoff. I think that was the fumble.
Yes.
Was that the fumble, yep, or was that the one that they picked it up first? I think that one was
that
later.
That was the fumble. That was the one.
That was
where
the fumble.
Was,
the one they picked up
Gutierrez's
first
was later. Hands.
Yeah. Right. So then, because we had a couple fumbles on kick returns here, they're running together. And then their first play from scrimmage at that point was that 25-yard run that put it up after the extra point, 34-6, with 10:23 left. Had a 70-yard touchdown run by number 5. Extra point was good, 41-6 Rangers. 1:33 left in the third quarter. Had a 3-yard run by the fullback of the Rangers. And PAT was missed on that one, so it was 47-6 to end the third quarter. Here in the fourth, the Rangers, again, number 11, had that long, about, 40-yard run to make it 53-6. PAT was good. And then 4:41 left in the game, Fry had that 60-yard touchdown run take us up to 12-54. And then that was where Logan Hafen was in a quarterback for that drive. And they went two wide to each side. I think Brad Hopp was the one running back with him, but it was a quarterback keeper sweep out to the right, and he was able to get in the end zone for a two-point conversion. And that was our final score. That was the final score of the game. Rangers 54, College Place Hawks 14.
Boy, Jason, this is why we pay the big bucks, sir, because that was quite the
a lot of note taking.
quite the score summary, say the least. Man, yeah, unfortunate turnout, but I like the momentum there at the back of the game, the back there. Again, with that huge couple opportunities there that I was looking for number 3.
Logan Hafen.
Logan Hafen, there we go. For the life of me, I couldn't find it on my notes there, and I was drawing a blank. So that Hafen kind of took us there. Again, just a little bit of momentum and a little bit of momentum shift there. A couple really good plays with that run, and then followed by that touchdown, and it was good to see. It was something that at least, hey, you know what, you got skunked on another game, but you were able to make some decent plays coming out of it.
Again, I think we saw improvement in definitely in areas that they've had trouble with throughout the year. Not enough for the win, but still there are some key things that are improving, and they're battling a lot of key players. Star players that are injured.
You're absolutely right.
You know, yeah. Creeley's out. Hayden Hafen's out. Who's the other one? I can't think of his name right now, and I don't have the list, unfortunately. But we've had several big injuries, and now we're looking at a potential injury to our starting quarterback. You know, I don't know if it was just a trying to change a pace thing, putting Logan in at quarterback, and just, hey, here's another option to run. And it worked out for us, or was it because we saw the whole series before Brandon was limping almost since the first play?
Yeah,
and
there was no doubt.
You know, was there something with that? You know, hopefully it was just for a change of pace, just to try something different and not another injury. But the team has definitely been hit by the injury bug this year, and it has not helped. But I think they've done a good job of. People begin shuffled around different positions than what they're accustomed to or what they started out at. And I think they've been doing a good job of adapting and trying to overcome it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick time out. I will see you on the other side when we come back. A little play of the game, player of the game action. Don't go anywhere. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS 2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox.
At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Stan Bibley, joined by Jason Watson for your post-game show. Well, play of the game, player of the game. You know how this works, Jason. You want ups first? Do you want me to go?
Nah, you go first.
All right. Play of the game. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening. Okay, I'm not going to paint the whole picture. Let me tell you.
You've been doing that for 2 hours.
That's true. So what was it? Third down, fourth down? I think it was third and ten, something like that. And we were about the – didn't take notes, so that was unhelpful.
40-yard line over here?
I think we were at the 40-yard line on the right side of the field, and Logan – and Fry snaps the ball. There's pressure rolling in on him. He rolls right on a big throw. 20 yards down the field as a diving catch into Hafen.
Logan Hafen's hands.
Dives and catches that beautiful pass.
I knew you were going to go for the pass.
It was a thing of beauty, man. It was probably the
best play
that I've seen him do.
It was
all
great.
Season long, and it was gorgeous.
It was one of the best passing plays that we've seen this season. However, I'm going to go with a certain somewhere around 60-yard run for a touchdown.
Yeah, I can see that.
From over here on our left, 40-yard line, up the middle, made a quick cut to the right, ran about 7 yards forward and over here along the near sideline. And after that, no one could get within 5 yards of Mr. James Fry all the way down for, was that our second touchdown?
It was our second touchdown.
Yep. So I need to go for that one. I mean,
that 40-yard run was pretty good. Yeah.
Over a 50-yard run for a score. And that's going to lead me into the next point. For game ball,
yeah,
I'm giving it to James Fry. He was the workhorse tonight. He was all over the field on defense. He was our main guy on offense, running all over the place, mostly inside the tackles, had a couple sweeps out to the outside. The majority of them worked tonight. And he had that nice big long 50, 60-yard run down for a touchdown. So I give him the game ball, and I think that about 60-yard run, because the line of scrimmage was somewhere around their own 40-yard line. I have to go with that one for the play of the game.
You know, I could see that one for sure. It was fantastic. I will agree with you on the game ball, though. For certain. You said it correctly. He was the workhorse of tonight's game. Absolute workhorse. really great to see. Really good heads up running from him tonight. I mean,
he made a lot of cuts.
He did. He made a lot of cuts. And honestly, he was able to really shed some decent tackles, too, whether it be a stiff arm. I saw him spin out of a couple.
He spun out of a lot of them.
He got one where he flat out bounced off of a player and spun out of it.
Spun as he tried diving to tackle him again, and Yeah, and had another. That was a 20 or 30 yard gain, I think.
Definitely,
I think it was about 20.
You're absolutely
I think
right.
That happened about 10, and he got another almost 10 after that. He really did great. Showed off his skills tonight, and I think the play calling allowed it, because in the past, you know, we started the game talking about it. Most of the handoffs to him were going to the outside, and he wasn't getting the time. He wasn't getting the blocks where he could get to the edge and turn the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, it was the vast majority between the tackles, and he got to show off his skill and make some cuts, make some spins, you know, change direction, and really get some good yards there. So that was nice to
see.
You're
absolutely right. And again, I really love seeing those heads up runs from him, and that's something that I think he's gotten better about over the season, and definitely vastly improved. Performance from him tonight.
We'll get there eventually.
Eventually. There we go, folks. We're going to take one more time out. We'll see you on the other side. Don't go anywhere, because we got some more info for you. Ox Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Ox Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Fleet joined by Jason Watson. For your post-game show, folks, thanks for hanging out with us. Once again, your final score, 14-54, as the Hawks fall once again to the Rangers here, making it, consecutive losses in a row. Let's just say it that way. Let's see. Our next game is going to be senior night at home. That's going to be Friday, October 24th, next Friday, 7 p.m. It is going to be the Kybee High School against your Hawks, so don't miss it. And then followed up by Thursday night football for us at 7 p.m. in Zilla. That's going to be October 30th against Zilla. And in Zilla. So our final home game is going to be next week. Make sure you you're there. And if you're not, well, make sure you're going to be listening to me, because I'll have all the details and Jason's smooth, silky tones.
Oh, no. You said just you. I'm going to take the night off.
That's right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. It's just been kidding. Fun. I'm glad you're hanging out here with me from the producers back in the booth, Sebastian and Jude. For Jason Watson and myself, Danny Van Vliet, thank you much for hanging out with us. We'll see you next week here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Good.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.